Now a special WPTO sports presentation is promised. It's time for Pisgah Black Bears basketball. Tonight the Bears are on the road at Brevard, and let's go courtside right now with Terry Shin and David Stiles as they have the call for the final regular season game tonight.
Welcome. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM, Canton, North Carolina. And we welcome you on the internet as well at WPTLradio.net. Along with you always for tonight's basketball matchup is Terry Shin and yours truly, David Stiles. As we get ready for an exciting matchup between the Brevard Blue Devils and the Pisgah High School Black Bears.
This is the final game of the season for both of these ball clubs, David.
Final game.
And you know Pisgah is going to want to come out running to end their season on a positive note and in front of the home crowd. You're sure the Lady Blue Devils are going to do the same thing. In the boys' game, Pisgah coming off of a disappointing loss against Smoky Mountain on Tuesday, and you know that they are going to want to win end the season on a positive note.
Close game there in Silva on Tuesday night. And Pizzy just coming up short there a little bit, just losing by a few and just making some hard decisions there at the end of the ball game. It just could not translate into a Bear victory. So we'll see what happens tonight. I expect Pizzy to come out guns a-blazing as usual. And for the Sugar Bears team, the perimeter has been playing very well as of late. And it's really been carrying the Sugar Bears. So the post game is still there. It's just that backcourt is really not shining the front court.
Now, because this is the final game of the season here at Brevard, we may be into another senior night, which means there may be some delays throughout the broadcast as the seniors are awarded awards or recognized in some fashion. Sometimes the families are also recognized as the senior players. So we may have some of that, and we'll just go with the flow here from Brevard High School as Pisgah is on the road. We're preparing for the national anthem here, so when we come back from this commercial break, you may be hearing the final words of the national anthem, so bear with us, folks. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball, coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home, to major cancer treatments. It's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to medwesthealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Sawyer Leatherwood's fiddle, but still very well done here at Brevard High School for the national anthem as things get ready to go underway here as the starting lineups are going to be called out. And of course the Bears visiting tonight, so that starting lineups will be called out first for Pisgah, and I expect to see that same starting five that we have seen all season, and that would consist of Micah James and Kristen Allman, Sheridan Presley, Taylor Gallion, excuse me, and Mariah Lewis. So that's the starting five I expect to see tonight for the Sugar Bears. And like I have been saying for the past couple of games, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And Pisgah, the Sugar Bears, have really been on a good tear. Even though they had a tough loss to Tuscola a few weeks back, they still played very well all the way through conference this year. So,
and the Pisgah Fab Five. Can we call them that now?
I guess you could.
I think they've won, what, 15, 16 games here? We can call them the Fab Five. Are being introduced, and you are right. It's Almond, Presley, James, one of the Galleon triplets, which is Taylor Galleon, and Mariah Lewis.
But expect a lot of these bench players for Pisgah to play. They usually come in, and as if you've listened before or have came and watched at Pisgah, that they really sub well, and Pisgah really wears down other opponents when they play because they use their substitutions so well. So Brandon Holloway has a pretty good rotation for his ladies, and they don't really get tired that quick.
You know, I would, as we've observed the Sugar Bears this season, I would say they probably go at least eight deep without losing a thing on the floor, maybe even nine.
I think they go about nine deep without losing anything. And also this JV club that's coming up, very deep team as well. They didn't play tonight because Brevard doesn't have a JV girls team, so their season actually ended the other night at Smoky Mountain. So there's a lot of young talent coming up for these Sugar Bears. I expect this club to be very poised here for the next couple of years to be a strong contender in conference and to make some good runs into the playoffs.
For Brevard, we've got number 52, Chantel Norman. Number 14, Bailey Payton. Did we get the other three starters? Let's see who else was it.
We'll see here in a second who is starting as the cheerleaders exit the court and tip-off gets ready to commence.
So they don't have a JV team, and they've got an enormous varsity roster, however.
Looks like we have number 21, Erica Britton. Number 20, that is Brittany Berkshire. Number 14, Peyton Bailey.
Number 23, Ashante Connolly.
And number 10, the only senior on this Brevard team, Katie Kaiser.
Oh, Kaiser, okay. And Pisgah wins the toss, and here we go. It'll be a shot from the perimeter right away by Galleon. It is no good. Rebound into the hands of the Lady Blue Devils to Britton. So slowly up the floor, although Micah James picks up about three-quarter court with her defense for the Sugar Bears. Bounce pass. Is it the senior? I didn't have number 10.
It's Kaiser.
Kaiser.
And Britton into the lane with a good take, and she gets it to roll in as Brevard draws first blood here at home.
Pisgah quickly back on the offense. It comes into Mariah Lewis inside the paint. She'll have to get out of there and does with the pass and the feed. And now a shot by Micah James just inside the big blue line, and it'll count for two for Micah James. David, run that. Who scored for the Brevard first point as I was gathering
that
my spot
shot?
That
was Britton.
It was Britton?
Britton.
Britton, and shot is missed. And
Bailey.
Bailey, and on the other end, it's a Pisgah transition bucket by Sheridan Presley, so Pisgah out to a 4-2 lead here in the early going.
And Pisgah still going to that full court man-to-man pressure. They really like to do that at the opening games, and it kind of shocked some teams, but Brevard seemed to handle the pressure really well right now.
Berkshire standing with the ball. Mariah Lewis coming out to put a hand in her face on defense for Pisgah. Now over to Payton down low on the right side. Little ball handling drill as it goes 1, 2, 3, now 4 Brevard players, and a kind of a wild shot up, no good by Connolly, rebounded by Pisgah. I thought she was floating through the lane to pass that one, and she put it up. Here's Almond with a fake and a drive, and looks like an easy score for Kristen Almond.
She got to that left side. She really likes it when she can dribble drive to that left side.
So Pisgah has missed one, so they're 3-for-4 in shooting. Excellent right now as a driving shot produces a Pisgah foul. The drive was by Bailey Payton. And the foul was on Micah James.
And looks like the ball will be on, the foul is on the floor, so Brevard is going to inbound just to the left of their goal.
Shot launched from three-point range, no good. There's Lewis for a rebound. Let's hope Mariah's having a good rebound night. There's one for her as Micah James squares away and fires another two from about the same place on the floor where she hit the last one.
She's got 4 points already tonight. Pisgah leads 8-2 right now with about 5:25 left to play here in the first.
Bailey across the timeline. Little scoop of an underhanded pass to Berkshire. Conley makes a move, knocked away by Lewis of Pisgah, but it's retained and now picked back up by Gallion. Gallion on the run, spinning, turning, and a shot is up. Shot is good, but she travels.
Switched pivot foot on the spin. That's what did it. She switched her pivot feet.
She did a little back clockwise spin. It fooled the defense, but not the ref. And Pisgah intercepts the ball at half court. Micah James puts up a wobbly shot, but to clean up the mess is Taylor Gallion. And she finally gets a bucket, and I think Pisgah's only missed two shots so far. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break and be back. It's Pisgah 10, Brevard 2. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Welcome back. We are here live in Transylvania County at Brevard High School. Pisgah out to a 8-point lead here in this first period, 10-2 with about 4:52 left to go here in the first as Brevard brings the basketball up court.
Well, unless the Lady Blue Devils show us something, and right here they throw it away into the bleachers, and not really caused by Pisgah defense. They just a bad pass. Pisgah gets it in. It'll be Presley looking for somebody open. That is Almond outside. To Taylor Gallion, lobbing it over to Micah James, and she travels as she squares up for a shot. So turnover, turnover.
And Pisgah's been very productive against this 2-3 zone. They've seen a lot of zone this year. A lot of teams in conference play zone against Pisgah. They don't really go to that man-to-man. Smoky Mountain did the other night, but Pisgah still getting the edge over them. So Brevard sticking to that 2-3.
Bailey across the midline. Taylor Gallion trying to keep up with her as the ball goes around the horn to number 25, Lauder, who just checked in. 4:17 to go, first period. Pisgah with an 8-point edge. Brevard only with 2 points on the board as Lauder gets it. Now a 3-point. Up, no good. Hit, rebound hits high, out of bounds. It looked like Presley touched it, but Pisgah's going to get it. That was a long way for my vision, though. Nobody for Brevard is complaining, so it must have been a good call. And there is a foul on the floor, and it's going to be against the Sugar Bears.
It's going to be against Lewis. Apparently moving pick there. And still, Pisgah clinging to an 8-point lead with 4 minutes left to play.
I was looking across the court at the ball and did not see the pick as Brevard gets it, and it's Lauder. Dribbles out of a double team with Almond over there, and a shot up no good by Kaiser, taken down by Pisgah, and it's going to be a foul on Brevard as the shot by Micah James is missed on the right baseline. It'll be a 2-point free throw. Foul was on Peyton Bailey. First one on her. And free throw no good.
And just a little reminder, Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the single stop stores, and also by Bojangles of Canton. It's always bow time.
Second free throw is a little better. It's good for one. So Micah James has 5 of the Pisgah 11 points.
She really came out to play tonight.
Right now is Bailey. It's double teamed, but gets it across the midline for the Lady Blue Devils, and there's going to be another Pisgah foul, and we're getting a lot of those early on as there's a little bit too much defense on Sheridan Presley's part.
She impeded the dribbler's attempt to go around and kind of push her out of bounds. So I think that was a good call. Sheridan being a little bit aggressive.
Kaiser over to Bailey. Bailey drive, shot up, no good. Struggle for the rebound. The winner's Lady Blue Devils. Their second shot, no good. And out of the pack with a rebound is Pisgah. They're leading a fast break. It's Galleon with a little jumper as she stops from about 8 feet. And Taylor Galleon has four. Pisgah has not substituted yet. 3 minutes, 4 seconds left in the first period. And again, Bailey controlling the basketball as Taylor Galleon defends her with Pisgah in the man-to-man right now.
And looks like Kaiser's going to pick up a foul as Presley was denying her the basketball, and Kaiser with a two-handed push-off into Sheridan Presley. So that'll be a foul on Katie Kaiser.
Kind of early in the ball game for a frustration foul, but that's what it sounds like. Pisgah up 13-2 as they get it over to Galleon. Outside the arc, it's back to Presley, who's also outside straight away. In the corner to Almond. Almond has it stripped out of her hands by Conley. Lady Blue Devils with their first real complimentary defensive move that I can remember here in the ball game. 2:31. Bailey outside shot from three, and they're pumping a lot of those, but missing. And Mariah Lewis rebounds, and it's taken away. Now Conley's shot is no good, and Pisgah's Presley comes up with a rebound, and she is slinging elbows trying to get some defenders out of her face, and there's going to be a Brevard foul here.
And it looks like that's on Kaiser. That'll be two on her. So it wouldn't be a surprise, or excuse me, that's not on Kaiser. That's on Lauder. Excuse me, her first foul.
That's why pencils have erasers.
Yeah. On Lauder.
Pisgah will inbound here. That is the third team foul on Brevard. And Lewis got the ball and just had it taken away from her by Bailey. And Bailey will bring it across the timeline, and she's bumped about the free throw line. And another Pisgah on the Sugar Bears.
And Mackenzie Galleon now checking in. And Presley coming out. So first substitution tonight for the Black Bears is Mackenzie Galleon, who is the smaller of the Galleon triplets, but she is definitely the quickest.
Ball comes into Brevard, and it's a brick of a shot, rebounded by Pisgah on the run, but they're outnumbered 3-2, so they slow it up. And a pass to Lewis, and she'll get a layup up, spinning and around, and falls through. So Mariah Lewis, first field goal. Pisgah's lead still growing. It's 15-2, and Brevard is struggling here with these Sugar Bears. Bailey with some fancy dribbling, getting it over to Lauder. She goes, that is not Lauder, but Berkshire. She goes down. Is this another Pisgah foul? That'll be five.
I think so. And looks like that is going to be on Lewis. That's her second. And Kaylin Hannah now stirring on that Sugar Bear bench.
Five team fouls for Pisgah. That will be a factor maybe a little bit later on. And Kristen Almond's down on the floor, but manages to get a pass away without walking. And quickly it's down the floor to McKenzie. Spinning shot by Mariah Lewis, misses everything. Taylor Galleon with the rebound. Pisgah still has it. They bounce past it inside to Lewis. She's bear hugged. Or is it a devil hug, since it's a Blue Devil?
I don't know, but anyway.
It's a tie-up, and possession arrow says it belongs to the Blue Devils.
And some substitutions now for Pisgah. Burnett checks in along with Kaylin Hannah and Brooklyn Galleon.
Ball comes in to the Lady Blues. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Lauder with the left hand tries to get around Mackenzie Galleon. Over to Conley. Takes a baseline drive, knocked out of bounds, and here's a whistle, and is it another Pisgah foul? No, it's just a out of bounds play.
Good defensive activity there by Bianca Burnett to strip that ball out of Conley's hands.
The long arms of Caitlin Hannah's in the air, and they get it around Hannah to Bailey. Bailey with the left hand goes up and scores with a little scoop shot. Peyton Bailey, only the second field goal for the Lady Blues, and now there's a whistle on a Pisgah into the floor, and finally a foul against the home ball team.
Burnett, good transition basketball there. She got the basketball up the court, got it into Hannah very quickly. Hannah draws the foul.
So Hannah on the free throw line and Connolly with a foul. Caitlin Hannah gets the first free throw. And the second one also Bang, bang.
Pisgah full court pressure still unrelentless here in this first period.
Pisgah cruising, having no trouble with the Lady Blues here, down to 30 seconds on the clock. It's 17-4 as they get it over to Lauder. Lauder takes the baseline drive, makes the shot, draws a foul, I guess, on Burnett, who was over there. The ball is going to count, and it was on Bianca Burnett.
And that time, just a little bit of defensive cracking right there. One man got beat, and the help side came over. And number 25, Lauder, just made a good play.
Lauder misses the free throw, though, and there's Hannah to clean up the boards for Pisgah. Hannah on the other end's outside the arc. Almond takes one from 15. It is good, just behind the free throw line. And Almond has four. Pisgah, man-to-man all the way, full court. Lauder, though, breaks the press, no problem. To Bailey. Bailey drives right through the Pisgah defense. Layup at the buzzer is good. But Peyton Bailey makes it look not so bad as we go to the second quarter. It's Pisgah 19 and Brevard 8. We'll be back in a minute. Sugar Bear Basketball coming to you on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
It's boat time at Boatangle. Time to find a faster way to get to Boatangle so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Boatangle customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Boatanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Boatangle's highway lane. Then we can all get to Boatangle's faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Boatangle's, it's boat time.
Welcome back. You are live here on WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. And also on WPTLradio.net. And we welcome you as Pisgah right now up by 8, 19-8, as the second period of action gets underway.
Ball comes into Kaiser, who's back in the lineup right now, as well as Norman, who's in there. Kaiser loses her dribble, picks it back up, though, to Lauder. With her right hand, she comes up, marches right over to Kaiser again. Now Bailey, who had six of the team's 8 points there in the first quarter, and a tie-up between Bailey and Sheridan Presley, will be Pisgah ball on possession.
And Leanne Wade also in the ballgame now for the Sugar Bears. She started that second period, so getting some minutes here.
Brooklyn Galleon, the only Galleon sister in right now. Wade takes a shot. Looked good. Didn't fall, though. Rebound to Pisgah. And now Hannah puts up a rebound shot. Misses it. Bianca Burnett's behind the line. Her shot misses, and Pisgah rebounds again. Three straight rebounds, and it's out to Presley. Presley marches. Ten-footer. Good. The sophomore Sheridan Presley with four. 21-8 as we are a minute end of the second period, and it comes outside to Bailey. Bianca Burnett's giving her a little bit of fun out there on defense. They lob it to the side. Shot from three-point range is good this time by Kaiser, and I think Katie Kaiser has tried like four from that same spot. That's the first one she's made.
She has a really quick release, so you're really going to have to get on her and get a hand up.
But if she only makes one out of four or five, maybe it's not worth the trouble. Here's Presley from three. It's off the front of the rim, and rebound Lady Blues. It's Britton controlling the board. And it's 21-11. Pisgah not having a lot of problems yet, anyway, with these Lady Blues, as across the timeline into the corner, and Presley blocks the three-point attempt that time by Kaiser. Right on top of her, and a pass intended for Hannah is picked off by Bailey. Bailey one-on-one against Presley. Stops at the free throw line and scores right there. And Peyton Bailey has eight of the team's 13. On the other end, Burnett is double-teamed in the corner. Gets it out to Hannah. finds Waite on the run and hits her, and she scores.
Good cut there by Leanne Waite. Just cut right in the middle of that Brevard defense.
And a good look by Hannah, who was double-teamed down there on the baseline. Get that pass away. 23-13. Pisgah's lead is 10. As we're on the Brevard end, 5:40 on the clock, and it's Lauder across the top of the circle as she drives baseline. Hannah blocks it, and it's out of play. It'll be Brevard ball, but nice hands by Caitlin Hannah, the senior.
Yeah, looks like Burnett and Brooklyn Gallion will get a break as Taylor Gallion and Micah James check back in for Pisgah.
Ball comes in almost to the hands of Berkshire, but it's knocked out of play by Gallion.
Is going to a 2-3 defense now. They usually do this on the inbounds.
Lauder looking for somebody open. She better find them fast. And there's a 5-second call. Too much time. Pisgah's defense had everybody covered. 5:32 on the clock. Pisgah's lead is 10. Oh, there's Hannah wide open on the other end. They get a pass to her, and she scores off the right side. Timeout. And time for us to take a 30-second break, and we'll be back. This is Sugar Bear Basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Pisgah on the road down in Transylvania County tonight. Welcome aboard to the broadcast. Terry Shin and David Stiles here at the home of the Blue Devils. Pisgah in the middle of the second quarter, leading 25-23. This is in the girls' varsity game as we come out of the timeout. And it'll be Lady Blue Devil basketball. This time they get it in quickly, no problem, into Bailey. But she's double-teamed, Hannah and Micah James on top of her, but she gets the pass away to Berkshire. She runs into a trap at half court and is taken away, but Micah James' left-handed layup is blocked, but there's Presley to put it in. Sheridan Presley with 6. Brevard having a little trouble with this full-court trapping defense of Pisgah, and they get it away, though, to Berkshire, and she scores on the other end. So swapping baskets right there as Pisgah comes back on the offense, and it's Waite outside to James down low. Takes a little look at the left baseline and back to Presley underneath to Hannah, and how she got that through the defense to Hannah, I don't know, but Caitlin Hannah scores again. She's got 6.
That 2-3 defense just kind of spun a little bit, and it allowed a window for Caitlin Hannah to just kind of settle into. Sheridan Presley hit her perfectly for a nice easy bucket there on that right side.
And Hannah's probably 4 or 5 inches on the average taller than the Brevard players, so they don't really have a big one. So she can reach up and pull down those high passes. On the other end, it's Berkshire, and a little push by Caitlin Hannah.
It's like a little reach-in foul there. She tried to stab the ball away from Berkshire.
And from this point on, the Lady Blue Devils will be shooting 1-plus-1, but not this time. Or do they?
I think this will be the 1-and-1. This will be 1-and-1 opportunity.
I looked up at the board, and it showed 6 fouls. Now it changes to 7, and we will shoot a 1-plus-1. 4-15 as Berkshire, with 1 field goal to her credit so far, sinks the front end of the 1-plus-1.
And Brevard really seeming like they're settling down. They're scoring a little bit more points now pretty consistently. Instead of there in that first period, they seemed a little stagnant, only scoring 8 points. They've already got 8 here in this period.
Second free throw is missed. Rebound to Hannah. Outlet pass to Micah James for Pisgah, and she dribbles it on the sideline. I don't know what happened there.
Something very rare. Pisgah has 7 turnovers already here in this game, so a little reckless with the basketball, but still out to a commanding lead, 29-16, with about 4 minutes left here in the second.
Kaiser and Bailey handling the ball, and Bailey now tries to set up something from the point. Makes a little move to the left to Kaiser, who's quick with the trigger on the 3-point, but she's covered up by Presley for Pisgah, and there's a double dribble from Katie Kaiser.
I didn't really see that one, but apparently she did. according to the referee. I didn't really see it.
Well, we got the Brevard cheering section right in front of us. I think if the refs make a bad call, we're going to hear it very quickly. And the ball's knocked away by Water. It'll be Sugar Bear basketball right in front of us here on the sideline, but very on the very baseline on the Pisgah basket side. Couple of substitutions here. We've got that Lauder checking in. That was Berkshire actually that knocked it away. Lauder now checks in.
Conley checking in also for the Lady Blue Devils.
Presley has to dribble between the legs to get the ball away from Lauder, who keeps jabbing at it. Micah James outside gets a pass, looking for something open. Covered by Aiken, who just checked in also. Presley looks, give and the go, and Almond's shot is blocked, and it's into the wall. It should be Pisgah ball. And it is. Micah James looking for Almond, finds her underneath, but it's knocked out of her hands by number 23, Ashante Conley. So good defense by Conley, and again, it's Sugar Bear ball. Playing it safe this time outside to Taylor Gallion. Presley looking for somebody open. It's Hannah who comes to help out. Cross-court pass to Almond, puts on a fake, and she will take a little hop, a skip, and that's too many steps. Makes the shot. It will not count. And another Pisgah turnover.
Nice progression there to the basket. Just too many steps.
29-16. Pisgah has not scored in a minute or two here on the clock. And the ball comes from Bailey. Oh, and she finds Berkshire open underneath. A nice pass and a score for the Lady Blues there. 29-18. And it's back to within 11 points. That's as close as Brevard has been in a while. Pisgah doing a weave outside the free throw line. It goes deep to Gallion. Way outside it comes to Presley. She goes on a move. Finds Micah James open. Now Gallion. This defense for the Lady Blue Devils is actually starting to work a little. The give, now the give and go to Micah James. Shot is good. I don't know if they're going to count it or not.
They did count it. Little underhanded scoop shot there for Micah James with both hands in traffic. Yeah, it was pretty. She was in two or three defenders and just kind of flipped it up there and it went in. So good luck there by the senior.
Conley awarded that foul. 2:27 remaining in the first half, and the free throw is up, spins out of there, and the rebound easily by Berkshire. 31-18. Pisgah still with a sizable lead, not having a lot of trouble with the Lady Blue Devils so far. It is Lauder dribbling around, loses her dribble, picked up by Micah James, but right there is Bailey to pick up her mishandled dribble. So turnover. And it's back to the hands of the Lady Blues again. 2 minutes on the clock and ticking. The ball comes outside to Aiken. Aiken loses her dribble, looking for somebody open, and looks like she's going to throw it away. I think she wanted the ball to go to Lauder, but she was not in the right place. So another Lady Blue Devil turnover gives it to Pisgah as Presley cautiously across the timeline. Gets by Lauder and kicks the ball. No whistle there. Probably should have been whistled dead with a kick. And Pisgah retains after Lauder loses it. And it's over to Almond. Now Gallion in the corner. Up for three. And it's way too strong. Rebound is Micah James. Back out to James. Almond will take a baseline drive. Puts it up. No good. Gets her rebound, though. Puts it up. Kind of threw it up in the air. Not there. Johnson, who's in the lineup, struggles, cannot get the rebound away from Bailey, and we go the other way. Minute 9. Pisgah up 31-18. Blue Devil ball, and it's Peyton Bailey with the left hand. She's a lefty, and she gets it to Lauder, who goes down low, back outside to Bailey. Knocked away briefly by Aiken, and now Bailey puts up a shot, another whistle, and another Pisgah foul.
And Peyton Bailey can really get in the middle of that paint very quickly. She has a nice low crossover. She's got good handles. And she has a fairly decent shot. And so far, this young lady has 8 points on the evening and is the leading scorer for Brevard. So she looks very, very confident when she has the ball in her hands.
Well, let's see what she does from the free throw line. She's got 4 field goals. Misses the free throw, though, but into the hands of Berkshire, so it's still alive. And a shot up by Aiken is no good. It's a brick, as we say. 44 seconds, and now there's a Pisgah rebound. It's Presley looking for somebody open. It's Micah James, but the pass is really not good. It's way out of the reach of James into the wall, so the Pisgah turnover will give it back to the Blue Devils again. 39 ticks on the clock till the halftime buzzer, and it's 31-18. Pisgah led by 16 there briefly. They lead by 13 right now. Ball comes in to Bailey, having a little trouble as Brooklyn Galyon takes a stab at it. Brooklyn still on her. Now Burnett strips it away. Ball on the floor, out of bounds between Johnson and Berkshire. And they say Berkshire touched it. It'll be Pisgah basketball.
25 seconds left here. Pisgah leading 31-18. They're probably just going to hold for the last shot here.
Mackenzie Galyon and Brooklyn Galyon both in the lineup right now. Ball goes over to Mackenzie, who will take the right-hand dribble to the top of the circle. Down low is Almond. Back to Mackenzie, who fires just inside the line. It'll count for two.
And that'll be the first half, 33-18.
I don't know if the people at home heard the horn or not, but I did. It's right beside us. It's right over our heads, I think. So the first half is history, and Pisgah didn't seem to really be playing hard basketball. I think they're cruising. They kind of figure they've got this one with no problems. At least that's the way I'm seeing it, because they are not playing real aggressive defense like we have seen before. Oh, they've trapped and they've stolen a few balls, but overall, not that aggressive Pisgah a team that we have seen in previous games, but a handle on the basketball game they do have. 33-18 here at halftime. Back with information and stats for you. Stay tuned, folks. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
About that fat Buddy's Ribs barbecue. Got a thing about that going green like Carolina chicken tender salad or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef or turkey served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the green garden path, the green menu. Food so good it make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back. We are here live at Brevard High School in Transylvania County. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM. And thank you for joining us on the internet at WPTLradio.net. And again, if your AM dial's a little staticky, and you can't really hear it as well. Oh, Terry.
That's not a good static sound.
Yeah. But that was pretty good.
Okay.
Give the internet a try. Again, that's WPTLradio.net. And along always with you is Terry Shannon, yours truly, David Stiles. And Pisgah right now out to a decent-sized lead, 33-18. And the Sugar Bears playing some hard defense at times and then slacking a little bit here at times. But still, 33-18. And some stats that I have is Pisgah out-rebounded Brevard 17-5. And Brevard had 10 turnovers, but Pisgah also had 11 turnovers. So
had a lot. I'm glad you kept up with that, because I know Pisgah had a lot of
a lot of turnovers. So the rebounding edge could be the big, big difference, because we had some second and third, and one time I think we had four chances at the basket because of the offensive boards we were getting. So the Sugar Bears doing a great job getting position, blocking out, getting a lot of boards on offense. And we've had eight players score already in the first half. So scoring has been divided quite equally. Nobody really taking charge, although Micah James has seven here at halftime to lead the pack.
I think another thing that Pisgah is doing very well is Brevard's in this 2-3. They're kind of lackadaisically getting back on defense, and Pisgah is really running a good transition basketball here in this second period. Kaylin Hannah, she had two good looks from just transition passes as they pass it up. Two easy shots there on the right side. So,
you know, I think if that soaks in and the coaching staff realizes that, if they push that a little bit in the second half, I think we could see even a wider margin for the Sugar Bears, who obviously have more talent than the Lady Blue Devils do this year. They've been having a few bad years down here at Brevard in girls basketball, and I think because of that, there's not a lot of interest, because they do not have a girls JV team this year. They do have a big varsity roster with how many freshmen did we count? Like five or six freshmen on the...
Seven freshmen
on the varsity roster.
And also one, two, three sophomores. So seven freshmen, three sophomores, 10 underclassmen all together here on this varsity roster.
So because you don't have a junior varsity team, I guess you got to do that to give some underclassmen some experience. You got to get some underlings on the varsity roles.
And they only have one senior, and that's Katie Kaiser. And she has that 1-3, but like I was saying earlier, she's got a very quick release, and it seems like she's very comfortable shooting that three-pointer. So I don't think I would give her a lot of space to pull, because she might get hot, might make you hurt here in this second half.
We'll have the individual stats for you when we come back from this commercial break. I do want to mention the boys' JV game before we go. The boy JVs, I think they won pretty big when Brevard came to Pisgah. However, they lost tonight big time, 58-43. It was not a good night for the boy JVs for Pisgah. And it was actually a close game with about 2 minutes remaining. Pisgah was down like 3 or 4 points. And then the Blue Devils just went ballistic. And then, like I say, ended up winning it by 15, 58-43. So, back with the individual stats in a moment. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
It's boat time at Bojangle. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangle so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangle customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangle's highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangle's faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangle's, it's bow time.
Welcome back. We are here live on your WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. And as always, Terry Shin and David Stiles along with you for the long haul this evening on a beautiful Thursday night here in Western North Carolina.
It was a long haul. It's about a... Did it take you longer than an hour? You came from what? Silva, Colorado?
I drove home from Silva, and then we went over the mountain in Bethel. So
it took a pretty good while. You took 276 over the mountain. I came down 40 and 26, and it took me about an hour.
Good little trek.
That's a good little trek. Did it take you about the same over the
mountain?
About the same. Yeah. So on the road, as we speak of Transylvania County, affectionately of Brevard, nice little town here in Transylvania County. A friend of mine calls it Upper Fort Lauderdale. I guess there must be a lot of retirees here from Florida. Individual stats. Let's look at
The Lady Blue Devils first. We talked about Peyton Bailey. She has 8 points. She missed some free throws but had 4 big buckets. 5 points for Brittany Berkshire, a 3 for Katie Kaiser, and Katie tried like 5 or 6, it seems like, but she did hit one of the trays. And Katie Lauder has 1 field goal for 2 points here at the half. Pisgah, a little bit more balance in scoring. Micah James, we mentioned before the break, had 7 points, 6 points apiece for Caitlin Hanna off the bench and Sheridan Presley, a 4 for Taylor Gallion. Mariah Lewis has a bucket, as does Mackenzie Gallion and Leanne Waite in her supporting role. So that rounds out the scoring. For Pisgah, it is 33-18 here at halftime. Do we have time to talk about the tournament next week, David?
I think we do.
We got about a minute, I think, before we start the second half.
And that tournament will be hosted here at Brevard on Wednesday and Friday. But Pisgah, both the girls and the boys, will have a first-round playoff game at home on Monday night. And I expect those to start around 5-ish, the girls start around 5, and the boys to follow. Because the JV season ended tonight. The JV girls actually ended at Smoky Mountain because Brevard doesn't have a JV girls team. And the boys ended their season tonight, and they don't have a conference tournament. But the varsity will continue to play as conference tournament time rolls around, and then after that, state playoff time will roll around. So
I don't think we know the opponents from Monday night's games until the games tonight. There might be a game or two tomorrow night. Until the games are played tonight and tomorrow night, we're not really sure how that pairing will look. But because of their standing in the conference, both the Sugar Bears and the Black Bear Varsity Boys team will have home games, as David mentioned, on Monday night.
And things getting ready to start back up again here in Brevard, as it will be Brevard basketball. And referee's waiting for someone to throw it in. It looks like Connolly is up for the task, or Brookshire is up for the task. As she gets ready to inbound the ball, and she gets it in to Bailey. And Pisgah now playing an extended zone, and Bailey gets it over to Kaiser. Kaiser shot up, no good. Rebound fought for her, and Pisgah comes up with it. Taylor Gallion streaking down the court. Her shot no good. Rebounded by James over to Lewis, and Lewis's shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Berkshire. Lauder now with the basketball. She hands it off to Bailey. Bailey coming across half court. Picking up a screen from Berkshire. Kicking it over to Kaiser. Back to Bailey. Bailey likes to go to the left. She's in the right now. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser looking inside. Thought about a three, but now passing it up. Top of the key to Lauder. Lauder with a little spin move. Puts a shot up. Shot no good. Sheridan Presley racing after the ball, and looks like Kaiser is going to pull her to the ground. And that'll be Katie Kaiser's third foul, correct, Terry?
Well, I think it went the other way.
Did it go on Presley?
It went on Presley.
It did. That's her second foul.
That's her second, because she was using the arm to try to clear Kaiser away, and the ref picked up on that.
Berkshire loses control of the basketball. Pisgah comes up with it. Leading pass out to Presley. Almost mishandles it, but she regains control. James with the basketball now. Swung around the horn to Taylor Gallion. Gallion dribbles in now inside to Presley. Presley tried to throw it quickly in to Gallion, and it's picked off by Bailey. But now taken away from Bailey. Lewis comes up with it. Little outlet pass there to Taylor Gallion, and she's all alone on the right side and puts it up and in for Pisgah. 35-18. Pisgah lead with about 6:33 left to play here in the third as Lauder comes across half court. And ball stripped away from her, and it's picked up by James. James on the right side, shot no good, rebounded by Bailey. Bailey trying to throw it down low into Berkshire. Looks like it'll be knocked out of bounds by a Sugar Bear. So it'll stay Brevard basketball.
Might mention that Mariah Lewis was the recipient of both of those steals there the last two times down the floor for Pisgah.
And 5 seconds called on Brevard. That's another turnover. That's 3 turnovers already here in this third period. As substitution almost allowed in. And now the young lady is allowed in. That is number 11. Looks like Mahala Owens. She's a freshman. So Brevard still in this 2-3 defense. as Galleon with the basketball. It looks like it's tipped away by Kaiser. And she gives the ball up to Bailey. And there's Allman almost taking it away from her. But Bailey regaining control. Owens now with the basketball over to Kaiser. Kaiser looks. Back to Owens. Back to Bailey. Bailey looking inside. Sizing up the defender. She dribbles in. Puts up a shot. And there'll be a foul on the play.
Foul on Taylor Galleon. And if that's on her, it'll be number three.
And it is on Taylor Galleon. And some no action right now from the Pisgah bench. Looks like she'll stay in. Ball taken away by Lewis, but now taken back by Bailey. Her shot up, and no good, but she drew a foul.
So there's Lewis again taking the ball away. Unfortunately, though, and as it was stripped from her, she ends up picking up a foul. That's three on Mariah Lewis and three on Taylor Galleon. So Pisgah, a couple of ladies in some foul trouble early. Wholesale substitution, 1, 2, 3, 4, all five players for Pisgah being replaced.
And still a good lineup here for the Sugar Bears. Looks like Hannah, Burnett, Waite, Galleon, and Galleon. So the two Galleons that were sitting are now on the court as Bailey's shot is up, no good, rebounded by Waite. And here comes Mackenzie Galleon. Quick pass ahead to Sister Brooklyn. Brooklyn passing it back out to McKenzie. McKenzie pulls from downtown. Shot no good. Rebounded by Berkshire. And she's off to the races. She took it coast to coast. Hits the shot and draws a foul on McKenzie Galleon.
McKenzie, a little bit faster, thought she could sneak and get in front and strip that ball. And she didn't quite make it. And unfortunately, the shot went in.
Very speedy player, McKenzie Galleon. But Berkshire had a pretty good head start on her when she came down the court, and she sinks the old-fashioned three-point play, and here comes Mackenzie Galleon over to Waite, now over to Burnett. Burnett looking inside. She gets it into Hannah. Hannah on that corner. She's guarded by Bailey into Mackenzie Galleon, who just flips it up, and it goes in from about 6 feet. And here's Galleon again stealing the ball away into Burnett, into Brooklyn Galleon, who loses control of it out of bounds. So good series of defensive plays there, but Pisgah just can't capitalize as it's inbounded to Bailey. Bailey quick crossover as Pisgah now retreats back on defense. Bailey coming across half court on that right wing, crossing over, trying to get to the middle, trying to pass it out to Owens. And now here's Kaiser for three. Her shot up, no good, rebounded by Hannah. And Hannah gets it away quickly to Galleon. And now Galleon passing ahead to Brooklyn. Back to McKenzie. Now to Waite. Waite pumps a three. Shot up. Rims in and out. There's Brooklyn Galleon with the board and the putback as she cleans up the mess for the Sugar Bears. And almost stripped away from Owens. And Owens now crossing over. Passes ahead to Berkshire. Berkshire getting in the middle of the paint. Picks up her dribble. Looking for someone to pass to now. Passes back up top to Bailey. Bailey pulls it back out. And looks like Brevard will set up their half-court offense. Bailey going to the right. Pulls up for three, shot up, no good, rebounded by Hannah. Now it passed to Galleon, now to the other Galleon, blocked by Bailey, however, and she loses the ball, falls down, but gets it into Conley. Conley coming down the court, now pulls up for a little jumper, shot no good, rebound fought for, and it's going to be Owens that comes up with the basketball as Brooklyn Galleon and number 20, Berkshire, both collided on the floor, and looks like Burnett is going to be called with a push as Bailey tried to get position in the middle of the paint there.
Not a shooting situation. However, Pisgah has five team fouls, and Brevard has none here in the second half.
Owens inbounding to Kaiser. Kaiser picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. We get it into Berkshire. Quick move from Berkshire. Up, shot no good. Rebounded by Berkshire. And looks like a tie-up. We'll give it back to the Sugar Bears.
39-22, Pisgah's lead. This may be their largest. That would be a 17-point lead. I think that's the biggest of the night.
Burnett looking inside, getting a little bit of space. Inside pass to Hannah now. And ball is being fought for. Looks like another tie-up. And it'll stay, or excuse me, it'll switch possessions now as Brevard gets the basketball back. And Kayla Hanna just not ready for that pass from Burnett. I thought Burnett was going to shoot it too. She faked me out. Berkshire now inbounding to Bailey. Bailey, a little hesitation move, and Burnett is going to pick up another foul as she reached in from behind, and she did get her. So that is a foul on Burnett. That's her third. Bard trying to inbound the basketball, and looks like another 5-second violation on Brevard. Really having trouble getting the ball back in bounds on this Pisgah defense. Ball kicked ahead now to Burnett. Burnett over to Brooklyn Galleon. Galleon pulls it back out, back to Burnett. Burnett looking inside. Looking, passes out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn dribbling now over to Wade. Long pass to McKenzie. Inside pass to Hanna. Hanna tries to turn around for a quick jumper there at the block, and she is fouled.
Conley will commit her third foul. She's the only Lady Blue Devil in any kind of foul trouble at all. We're down to 3 minutes in the third period.
And Hannah's first foul shot is up and good. And just take a little reminder, Pisgah basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Bojangles of Canton. Second shot is up, no good. And there's Hanna on the block as Pisgah came up with that rebound, and Hanna left all alone down there on that block.
So off the bench in a supporting role, Caitlin Hanna leading all players with 9 points.
And there's another Brevard turnover as they throw it off the backboard and it goes out of bounds. And Hanna again in on that right block. She puts it up and in with a good looking pass from Burnett, and she gets fouled. So Caitlin Hanna going back to the line.
And we talked about it at halftime. If Pisgah starts using those long arms of Caitlin Hanna and also Kristen Allman, I think they could really put some bigger hurt on the Lady Blue Devils. Not that they're not hurting already. We got a 22-point lead.
And that was the fourth foul on Conley. So she'll take a seat along with Berkshire, as it looks like number 52, Norman checks in for Brevard. But here comes Bailey. She tries to pass it down low to Norman, and it's picked off by Burnett. Burnett long pass out now to the streaking McKenzie Galleon, who puts up a little runner from the block, and it goes in. And they get it into Bailey. Bailey gets through two or three Pisgah defenders, and now she's going to pull it up now over to Owens. Owens pulls for a three, but before she gets the shot away, she took one too many steps.
You know, I know we've mentioned McKenzie Galleon's name a couple of times, but I want to just be on record here by saying I think she's having one of her better games all year.
I think
this lady is all over the court, offense and defense.
And McKenzie Galleon, definitely one of the faster ladies on the court now, but here's Hanna again on that right block. Her shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Brevard, and Bailey has it stripped away from her. And that'll be 10 turnovers for Brevard here in this period, as a transition pass up to McKenzie Galleon is up and good. And looks like a whistle on the court. And
I don't know if there's a foul or what's somebody step on the end line? No, it's going to be Brevard ball.
It's going to stay Brevard basketball.
And the ref was exercising his whistle. That had to be it.
Might have accidentally breathed a little hard into the whistle. And looks like Ansley Sales, another freshman, will check in for Brevard. And Pisgah still going to this full court zone trapping press. As they get it into Bailey, Bailey trying to find a little bit of space, trying to at least get across half court, and Burnett picks up her fourth foul. And Coach Holly is just going to leave her in, it looks like. And now he's turning. Looks like Reed is active on that Sugar Bear bench, and she gets ready to check in for Pisgah. And here comes Mariah Reed, the freshman for Pisgah, as Burnett takes a seat with those four fouls.
Yeah, four fouls is, Bianca's also played some good ball. I'm trying to think of a Pisgah player that has not played well. The whole team is really on target.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Kaylin Hanna. And now a long pass into Reed. And Reed in only now for a couple of seconds and already having a bucket. And almost taken away from Bailey. And Brooklyn Galleon knocks it out of bounds. Pisgah just not letting up defensively here as they still trap full court. Passed in to Norman. Norman looking for someone to pass it to, and she dribbles it off the foot of Caitlin Anna, so it'll stay Brevard basketball.
Minute 19.
Get it into Bailey now as Pisgah pulls back to half court. Bailey coming across the half court line, gets in the middle, shot up and good over Caitlin Hanna. That was a good looking shot there by Peyton Bailey. Leading pass to Reed and almost stolen away by Bailey, but she steps on the end line, so it'll stay Sugar Bear basketball as Mackenzie Gallion gets ready to inbounds just to the right of her basket. And it's quickly into Waite now to Hanna. Hanna looking over to Brooklyn Gallion, who pumps a three. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Waite. Now over to Hanna. Back to Reed. Reed pumps a three. Shot up, no good. Rebounded again by Pisgah as Waite comes up with it. Hanna to Gallion. Gallion dribbles in. Little jumper from the right corner, and it's good. 39 seconds left. 52-24 is the Pisgah lead now, as they are up by more than 25. As Bailey comes across half court, crosses over, passes it up to number 22. That is Sales. Now over to Kaiser. Kaiser pulls a two. Shot no good. Rebounded by Waite. And pass knocked out of bounds by Bailey as she hits the bleachers hard as she tries to steal the pass.
17 seconds to close out the third period. Pisgah's got a chance. Oh, you think they'll hold it for a final shot here?
I don't really think so. No real desperation right here. They just try and work it for a good shot. Ball almost taken away. Caitlin Hanna picks it up. Now over to Reed. Now Gallion. Back over to Waite. Inside to Hanna. Back outside to Gallion. Now to Reed, who pulls from just inside the arch and drains it. So Mariah Reed with a good-looking jumper there to end the third period as Pisgah leads now by 30. 54-24, and we'll take a quick break. This is WPTL 920 AM. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
We are in Transylvania County, Pisgah on the road, girls varsity game. We are starting the fourth quarter. Pisgah leading big time, 54-24.
And the ball inbounded now to Gallion, Mackenzie Gallion, that is. She gets it over to Reed. Reed pumps from three, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Brevard. And here come the Lady Blue Devils, as Bailey has done most of the point guarding tonight for Brevard as she comes across. She gets it over to Sales. Now over to Aiken. Back up top to Bailey. Pisgah still in that man-to-man defense. Bailey pulls up for a long jumper. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Brevard. Brookshire, her shot no good. And here comes the Sugar Bears. Over to Waite. Now over to Reed. Reed looking inside. Long cross-court pass to Brooklyn Gallion, who pumps a shot, no good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey coming up half court, coming up cross half court, walking it up for Brevard. Quick crossover, pass over to Aiken. Aiken pulls it back out to the top, now outside to Bailey. Bailey looking inside, passes it in to Berkshire and has it taken away from her by Reed. Reed now a outlet pass to Galleon, and Galleon trying to quickly pass it to Waite. And Brooklyn Galleon tripping up Peyton Bailey's feet, and she hits the ground hard, but I think she's okay as she slowly gets up. And she's one tough lady. She's really taking a beating tonight.
First foul on Galleon. Nothing intentional, but as she was diving for the basketball, she tripped Bailey up. Bailey missed her free throws earlier in the first half. All she has done was hit the big ones. See, I reverse jinxed her because she makes that one.
Yeah.
And she's got 11 before the second free throw here.
Second one is up and good for Peyton Bailey. As Allman checks back in for Waite. And she's really been limited tonight, I think, because Pisgah's been on such a good scoring note. They kind of took her out there and rested her that whole third period. And Reed now has a ball inside to Allman. Allman drives in, shot up, no good as she hits the deck hard and she is fouled. So Allman will go to the line. Also Sarah Johnson in for the Sugar Bears as well, along with Mackenzie Brooklyn Galleon and Mariah Reed. And Kristen Allman true from the foul line as she hits the first one.
She's got 5 points, and the freshman Reed has had some real good quality minutes here in the second half. She's looked very good. Let me look at her. She's got 2 buckets, too. She's got 4 points.
Reed's second shot up, no good, and Reed now fighting for control of the basketball, and looks like it'll be Brevard as her and Berkshire tied up. And now the starting five stepping back onto the court, except for Reed. And
well, it's good to see Reed in there because she's earned a longer stay on the floor. She's played some good quality ball here.
And Bailey bringing it across half court, getting over to Kaiser. Kaiser dribbling in, stops, back outside to Bailey. Bailey looking inside, and looks like they're trying to work it in to number 35. That is Gash and Berkshire. And Bailey goes up with a shot and is fouled. So that is 2 on Micah James. As Bailey's first shot is up and rims in and out. As Taylor Galleon checks back in for Reed. And Reed played some very good minutes, as Terry was saying, there in that third and fourth period. Second one is up and good for Bailey. And Allman quickly inbounds to Presley. Now over to Taylor Galleon. Galleon facing up her opponent. Spin move in the lane, but she traveled with it right before she got it away. And that's the second time Taylor Galleon's done that tonight. And looks like Coach Holly Krogman will take a full timeout. So we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Welcome back. We are here live at Brevard High School in Transylvania County as Pisgah now leading 55-27 with about 6:09 left to play here in the fourth period as Bailey walks the basketball up for the Lady Blue Devils and she's guarded by Micah James. Bailey crossing over now, getting it over to Kaiser and Kaiser dribbling, almost losing control of the basketball. Now she picks it up, passes it back out to Bailey. Bailey crossing over, getting in the middle of the paint, over to Kaiser. Kaiser, a little hesitation, goes up, shot is blocked from behind, and it'll be Pisgah basketball. As Presley now, long pass over to Taylor, and it's picked off by Berkshire, but as soon as she picks it off, falls to the ground and walks with it. So the turnover Pisgah, turnover Brevard. So Pisgah will keep the basketball. Presley now passing over to James. Now to Lewis. Taylor Gallion pulls for three. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey comes down. Stops, pulls a three. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Kaiser. Her shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Almond. Presley now looking down court. Stops, passes to Almond. Almond a little pump fake. Now over to Gallion. Gallion in the triple threat. Passes inside to James. Now quick pass into Lewis. And Pisgah really moving the ball well in that 2-3 zone. Gets an easy look on the right side as they are still leading by 30, 57-27. With about 4:48 left to play here in the fourth. As Bailey puts up a little runner in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Almond. Almond giving it up to Presley. Presley going through two Brevard defenders now. Stops over to Almond. Almond pulls up for a little jump shot. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bailey. And I think Bailey has most of the rebounds here for Brevard in this fourth quarter.
And, you know, she handles the ball very well, too. She's a good point guard.
Got a lot of years left here at Brevard. She's only a sophomore. As Kaiser's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Lewis. And Lewis throws it right into the hands of Gash. But Presley and Gash tie it up, and it'll stay Sugar Bear basketball.
Five in and five out for Pisgah.
Looks like Sarah Johnson, Mackenzie Gallion, Mariah Reed, Lindsey Wells, and number 34, Ashley Thompson. So Thompson now with the basketball. And over to Gallion, back to Thompson. Now inside to Wells. Wells passes down low to Johnson. Her shot no good. Again, another rebound by Bailey as she comes across half court very quickly. And now crosses over in the middle of the paint, puts up a little runner, and the shot's no good, but she draws the foul. And let's see who it's on. Looks like that's on number 22. That'll be Mackenzie Gallion. And how many does that give her on the evening, Terry? Just two. So she's okay. Very good productive night for Mackenzie Gallion, though, on the points end. 8 points, and she has a few steals, if I can remember correctly.
And considering the time she's played, she has not played half the ball game, but has 8 points.
Second shot up and no good by Bailey. She's there for to get her own rebound. She puts it back up and she is fouled on the play. So Bailey will go back to the line, and looks like that was on Lindsey Wells. As Bailey hits another foul shot. Gives her 15 on the evening. She's had a very productive night, and that's six foul shots now in a row for her as she increases her point total to 16. But here comes Mackenzie Gallion, passing it up to Reed. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Gallion. And Gallion trying to pass it inside, and it's tipped out of bounds by number 35. That is Gash. So Mackenzie Gallion now inbounding to Johnson. Johnson, quick pass over to Reed. Reed looking, picks up her dribble. Long pass over to Gallion. Now back to Wells. Wells working on the inside. Turn around. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Sarah Johnson saves it back in bounds for Pisgah. Now over to Reed. Reed stops, turns, looking inside, gets it into Johnson. Johnson, quick power dribble up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Reed. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for and Reed trying to save it back in bounds, steps on the end line. So that'll be a Pisgah turnover as Reed was trying to save it back in bounds.
Once again, she was like a lady possessed down there. She was jabbing and stabbing and
really going after the basketball. As Kaiser pulls for a deep three, shot up, no good, rebounded by Gallion. And Gallion now passing it up to Thompson. Thompson, quick pass to Reed. Reed, little banker on the side, doesn't go, but rebounded by Johnson. She passes it back out to Reed. Reed cutting right through the middle of that Brevard defense with a tough layup. She puts it up and in, gives her six on the evening, as Pisgah leads 59-30 here with about 2:09 left to play in the fourth. Ball now in the hands of number two. That is Stratton. And looks like a walk.
Must have been a walking call.
It's called, and
another turnover
for Brevard. As Galleon comes down, they get it into Thompson. Thompson thought about a three, but now passes it up. And it looks like a foul is going to be called on Kaiser. And that will be Kaiser's second foul on Katie Kaiser. Inside pass to Reed, now inside to Johnson. Johnson with a quick turnaround, her shot up, no good. Johnson fighting to get her own rebound, and it's tied up between her and Gash. So it'll be Brevard basketball, as Gash tried to pull the rebound down, and it's tied up between her and Reed, or Johnson, excuse me. Pardon me.
I'll tell you, I like this five that's in right now for Pisgah. This is a scrappy group of five ladies we've got on the floor right now.
Pisgah running that 2-3 defense. You usually don't see that. Usually a very strict man-to-man team, but this group playing it very well right now as they hand it off, and Aiken taking one too many steps there at the top of the key as trying to find someone to pass to, and she turns it over. Now quick pass over to Thompson, who pulls a three and drains it. And Ashley Thompson, she can shoot from outside, as I've seen her do on JV, and really good looking player. Bailey now, the ball dribbles in, passes it out to Stratton. Now Stratton tries to pass it over to Aiken, and Stratton coming up with the ball as Johnson tried to save it back in bounds, and now Stratton trying to pass it up to number
13.
That is Sally. And most of these are underclassmen players, as Thompson gets the basketball now, dribbles in on that right side, shot up, no good. Rebounded by number 12, that is Aiken. Aiken passing up to Bailey. Bailey looking inside. Now passing over to Stratton. Stratton pulls a three, shot up, no good. And off the shoulder, looks like of Lindsay Wells. She really didn't see that one coming, as she's trying to box her woman out. Her lady, I guess you could say. That sounds a little better. Her lady instead of woman. Bailey shot up, no good. This time Wells comes up with a rebound, and she gets it away to Galleon. Galleon with a long pass to Johnson. Johnson turns around, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Johnson gets her own rebound. This time taking it right into the cup. Shot again, no good. Aiken with a ball, trying to pass it back in, and it's picked up by Johnson. And now inside to Wells, her shot up, no good. Only 4 seconds left now.
There was a lid on that basket. That must have been four shots from close range. Sugar Bears couldn't cash in, but they sure cashed in on a win here. 62-30.
And this is not a very bad Brevard team, just very young Brevard team, I guess you could say, only having one senior in Katie Kite, and the rest of them being only one, two, three juniors on the entire team. So three juniors, and then the rest of the team, all 10 of the other players are underclassmen, sophomores and freshmen. So
they're sure not going to lose much.
Not going to lose much next year, but Kaiser, a very good, I think, three-point shooter. She just couldn't get things rolling tonight, as she ends the night with only 1-3. But we'll segue into the Midway Report now, and tonight it's sponsored by MSI Foods. And we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with some halftime statistics and some goodies as we get ready for this boys basketball game to kick up here in Brevard. And you are listening to WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. And this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports. Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
From Brevard High School, Pisgah Sugar Bears coming away with what appeared to be a very easy, big victory, 62-30, a 32-point win. And certainly, had Coach Holloway left the starters in there, he could have run up the score. There was no reason to do that. Although, he seems to be looking into the tournament as Pisgah pressed a lot in this game, even though they were well ahead of Brevard, and even though they obviously had the best talent on the floor, they continue to do that press. But if that's what you're going to do come tournament time, when the competition gets tougher, you don't want to let up. You want to keep that going.
Another thing that I thought that Coach Holloway did very well is he started playing a lot of different players together that are going to be playing together for years to come. He had that last group in there. They're all younger. None of them were seniors. Playing very well together. He then mixed the starting five with other five bench players, and I think you've really got a good look at what the future might hold for Pisgah basketball here on the Sugar Bear side of things, and it really looked good. The ladies looked like they were on track. They played well together. They have good chemistry. So good things come,
good
I
blending.
Think.
Good blending,
good
I would say.
Comes
good
this,
blending, good things to come. And in the fourth quarter, that the bench we had there in the fourth quarter for a lot of it, a very scrappy five. They didn't score a lot. Pisgah outscored Brevard 8-6 there in the final quarter. But it was a very scrappy five.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Pisgah does not lose much when they put in the bottom five.
No,
they really don't, because there's a lot of balance on the Sugar Bear team this year.
And also, they're going to get some good players coming up next year from that JV team, who I think it's hard to pick who's the better of them. I mean, Kelsey Long is going to come up from that team, and also Libby Swatsky, two very strong post players for Pisgah. So I think if these young ladies cannot really be concerned with the effects of playing time, and just more focus on the team aspect, I think this Sugar Bear team can be very good in 2-3 years even.
Going deep into postseason
play.
We're at the Midway Report, where it is senior night at Brevard High School, the final game of the season for both teams. And it's a home game for Brevard, and we've got seniors being introduced at center court, and a crown is being put on one of the basketball players' head. That's Katie Kaiser, who was the only senior on the Lady Blue Devil team. And she has been crowned to something.
I guess just crowned. They did this at Pisgah as well. They crowned the cheerleaders. But I guess special recognition for the only senior lady basketball player here at Brevard this year. So I guess that means a lot. I think that would mean a lot to dedicate your only senior this year. So congratulations to Katie Kaiser. She ended the night with 3 points. I thought she played fairly well against very good competition from the Sugar Bears, and she really does have a very quick release from three, and I really thought if she could get things going, she might turn the heat up here in Brevard and might score some buckets. But just the defensive presence of the Galleon triplets on her is just overwhelming for Katie Kaiser.
And the Galleons did very well tonight. It's almost like we should report three scores: Brevard, Pisgah, and the Galleon family.
Yeah.
They did very well. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the Midway Report, brought to you tonight by MSI Food Service. Stay with us, folks. Pisgah basketball coming your way on 920 WPTF.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
Welcome back. We are here live in Transylvania County at good old Brevard High School as the boys are still waiting to get on the court as it is Brevard senior night here, and they are recognizing their senior cheerleaders, basketball players, and I guess other winter sports players as well. And the girls, if you're just tuning in, won 62-30. And the JV boys not really faring as well as they lost their last game of the season, 58-43, against what I thought was a re-energized, I guess, for Brevard JV team. They didn't do so hot at Pisgah, but Pisgah coming up the loser on the end of this stick, 58-43.
I talked to a fan here at Brevard, and he was telling me that the Brevard JV team actually had a pretty good season this year. He didn't know their record. I know they didn't beat Pisgah at home for Pisgah. They didn't do well up there. But overall, I was told that the Brevard JV team here at Brevard actually had a pretty good year.
That's pretty good.
Had a good year.
So hats off to the JV boys of Brevard. But now on into the statistics for the Lady Blue Devils. And
the Lady Blues, Peyton Bailey, her last 6 points came from the free throw line, and she had 16. On the night, she was the only player in double figures for the Lady Blue Devils, although 8 points close behind Brittany Brookshire. And those were the two big ones. And after that, Katie Kaiser had two, and only four players scored for the Lady Blue Devils. Pisgah,
different story.
On the flip side, 11 players scored for Pisgah.
And leading all those players was Kaylin Hanna with 11 points. And Kaylin Hanna played very well tonight, I thought. She averaged about 5 points a half. And she doesn't even start. She comes off the bench. And I thought she played very well. She has very long reach. She gets her hands on a lot of basketballs. And she sees the floor well when she doesn't have the ball. And she gets into those spaces in that zone, because that's what a lot of people play against Pisgah. Find visual openings, able to get the basketball and put it up and in.
I know she probably played about half the game, minute-wise.
Minute-wise.
If we had kept up with the minutes, she probably played half a game and was leading scorer. That's that speaks well for her.
Falling behind her is another bench player, Mackenzie Gallion, who we were talking about earlier. Very fast young lady, also very good cross-country runner. And she is the smaller of the Gallion triplets. She ended the night with 8 points, and I thought she played the best she has played all season. She really played well.
Yeah, I think this was her best game of the season, and not because it was a weaker team. I mean, she was just playing her potential for sure tonight.
Oh, yeah. All over the floor.
She was all over the place.
Following closely behind her was Micah James, who really started off the game and set the tone for the Sugar Bears. She had 7 points to end the night. Then falling behind her was six apiece is Sheridan Presley, who she did some good things tonight, didn't really score a lot, but again, she had limited minutes, as everyone on this Pisgah bench was kind of rotating in and out. Not a lot of stagnant players in this game. They were switching in and out almost constantly.
And you know, for a player like Presley, it's hard to stay in that scoring groove when you're coming in and out so much. You know, it really is.
But she did some good things, as well as passing to Kaylin Hanna and also doing most of the ball handling for Pisgah when she was in that starting five role. Following behind her was Taylor Gallion. She also had 6 points. Foul trouble really limited Taylor Gallion as far as PT is concerned. But Taylor Gallion, I thought, played as well as Taylor Gallion usually plays. She had 6 points. Following behind her with four apiece is Brooklyn Gallion and Mariah Lewis. They played very well. They had four, and also Kristen Allman with five. And then to round out scoring, Ashley Thompson hit that tray there at the in the fourth quarter, and also Leanne Waite with a field goal of her own. So
we didn't leave out Reed, did we?
And Reed, oh gosh,
man, Reed, she just got about all of her points in the fourth quarter, and in fact, she may have got She may have gotten six of the eight points.
I think
there
so.
In the fourth quarter.
She
with
really played
Mariah
well.
Reed.
It was like a switch had been turned on Mariah Reed. I mean, she really played hard this evening, and my hat is off to her. She played very well. And this Sugar Bear team looks to take this win into the conference tournament, which starts on Monday. And like you were saying earlier, we don't know who the Pisgah opponent will be, but we know that both teams will be at home with a home playoff game.
And traditionally, I don't think we were told, but usually it's the girls' game first, which should be around 5 o'clock tip-off time. And the boys' game should follow that, and we don't know the opponents yet. We're at the Midway Report. Senior night at Brevard High School, so the Midway Report's a little bit longer than it usually is, folks. No apologies, it just is what it is. So we'll be about 6-7 minutes away from tip-off in the boys' varsity game. They're out warming up right now as the senior activities have concluded. So we'll pause for a break here from MSI Foods. This is the Midway Report, coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler. The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bear Sports.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Live at Brevard High School. And this is WPTL 920 AM. And we thank you for joining us also on the internet at WPTLradio.net. And as always, along with you for the long haul, I just like that segue. Along with you for the long haul, Terry Shin and David Stiles.
You know, I've lost track of how many seasons it's been. I think it's been 20, 21, 22, 23 seasons here for Pitt. I need to research that
somewhere. I've been doing this as long as I've been alive.
Well, Sonny.
That was Terry.
Well, Sonny, I tell you, for a kid, you're doing a pretty good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't call me Grandpa.
No, I won't. You're okay. Terry to me. You're Terry. You're the man. The man with the plan.
At the Midway Report, and we're watching the teams warm up here. And the Blue Devil boys varsity team, they've really had a downer season. I think they are 2-18 or 2-19, so they've won only two games. However, in defense of that lackluster record, they've lost, I was told by a sports information guy over here, I told you before, was it eight games?
Eight games.
I think
they've
lost
six or less points.
Yeah, they've lost eight games by six or less points. So they've played a lot of people down to the wire, but only come out with two wins on the season. Looking at the record, you got to say Pisgah is going to blow them away. But we're at home. It's senior night. And once again, these Blue Devils have played a lot of teams down to the wire here during the season. So you can't look past these guys at all.
And Brevard usually brings their A game. And whenever they play Pisgah, usually everyone brings their A game when you play Pisgah. Because as Coach Presley usually says during football season, when you go to Pisgah, you have a target on you. They want to put that feather in the cap saying that it doesn't matter this year, we beat Pisgah at something.
Yeah.
So it's always hard playing these different schools in your conference because everyone wants a piece of you every night. So you really got to come out and be prepared. And I think the Pisgah is going to come out, and they're not overlooking this Brevard team because they came off a very tough loss at Smoky Mountain the other night in Silva. And I think they'll be revved up and ready to go. Coach Crook always has his crew
ready to go and up to the test for any kind of situation.
Actually, I would not want to be Brevard knowing that Pisgah just lost to Smokey a couple of nights ago, because you know, because I would know, as you say, they're going to be revved up. But I'm just remembering, you know, they've got, Brevard has a couple of very quick guards returning from last year. I think it was Dominique Wynn,
yeah,
who's a senior this year, is a very quick and good shooter. I'm trying to think, is this a brother perhaps? Ogwin.
Yeah.
Ogwin also played pretty good ball against Pisgah. So they've got a couple of very quick shooting guards, and certainly has the potential of walking away with a win here in front of a home crowd. Pisgah has different things in store, in mind that is. And we'll be back with a start of this boys varsity contest in a moment. The Midway Report tonight brought to you by MSI Food Service. Thank you very much. We'll be back in a moment, folks, to Brevard High School. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Sometimes a big helping's of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat budgies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local and our focus is on you. So you might say we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. We're here live in Transylvania at Brevard High School. And Pisgah getting ready to take on this Brevard Blue Devil Club. And always a tough game coming down to Brevard. It's a pretty long drive. You always come in, and it's a hard place to play in because the stands kind of slope down. It's in the pit, kind of. And just a very hard place to play in. They always have a very good student section. And Brevard, like I was saying earlier, they're going to take their best shot at Pisgah, especially when they're playing at home. So
you're right, the bullseye's on the back of every Pisgah jersey, whether you can see it or not. It's there.
I remember one year when I was in school, we came out here and the basketball teams didn't get in a fight, but the cheerleaders got in a fight. And so then,
did I miss that one?
I don't know. But I remember the cheerleaders got in a fight. They were both doing cheers at the same time. And the a Pisgah cheerleader and then a Brevard cheerleader bumped into one another. And they started fighting. And we were all sitting there on the bench because we were during a timeout. So we're all sitting there and all of a sudden we turn around. People are just throwing punches against each other and it's girl on girl. We were just like, what is going on? This is weird. Cheerleaders fighting? But I expect
not,
to see
I'm
that.
Not gonna, I'm not going to ask who won.
I don't think anybody won. I think both lost because
that's
I don't think
how
they
fights
could,
end up. Nobody's
they,
a winner.
They couldn't cheer anymore. I think they had to stay seated the entire time. But it looks like it's going to be that same starting five for Pisgah as they did for the Sugar Bears. They're going to be called out first. And nope, looks like I'm wrong. Looks like Jesse Anderson is going to start. And looks like Roy McCoy is going to get the start along with Tyler Singleton. And also Nick Mamarelli. And I expect Coulter Burris to be the last out of the gates for Pisgah. And he is. And I guess that is because Matthew Inman had that technical at Smoky Mountain. And so Coach Crook not being shy and taking action against his players when they do something that's out of character. So Matthew Inman will not start tonight, and Jesse Anderson will take his place. And Jesse Anderson did play very well against Smoky Mountain, I thought. So
I don't think that's a bad
substitution at all.
He had a good game. And, you know, Jesse handles the ball probably as well as Matthew does.
I think so.
And is probably better inside. Also, so you're right. Probably not a bad switch at all.
And it looks like number 20, that is Anthony Benjamin, will start for Brevard. Also, number 12, Trey Pope, is getting to start along with a very tall gentleman of 6'5", that is Tyler Queen, also starting for Brevard. And looks like number 11, Nate McNeil, is starting as well. And number 23, Logan Seals, also starting. So that'll round out the Brevard 5. Looks like we have McNeil, Pope, Benjamin, Sales, and Queen for the Blue Devils tonight.
And a little scouting report I had on Queen was that he's a good post player, good hands, but he's hot and cold. When he's on target, and he's hard to handle, but when he's not having a good night, you can just put him back on the bench. And that's just a little scouting report I got from somebody that's a Brevard fan, by the way.
And it looks like things are getting ready to start here in Brevard as Coulter Burris and Queen step up to get the tip. And things are about to get underway. The official steps in. Here's the toss, and it looks like it's going to be controlled by Brevard. Picked up by Pope, and he gets it quickly away to, that is number 4, Wynn. And now Wynn passing it down inside to Queen. Queen turns around, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Singleton. And quickly taken away by Brevard. Now inside to Queen. Queen loses control of it, and it's out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover on Brevard. And another turnover by Pisgah as number 23, Sales, comes up with it. Now passing it quickly ahead to Pope. Pope over to Wynn. Now back to Queen. Now into Sales. Back to Wynn. Wynn drives in. Shot up. No good. Ball fought for. Controlled by Burris. Ahead to McClure. McClure stops. Goes up and puts it in on that right side. So Pisgah's first to draw blood here. 2-0 in the first. And now here comes number 20, Benjamin. He comes down, passes it up to number 12, Pope. Pope dribbles, looks for someone. He passes it up to Sales. Sales dribbling into the right. Stop, pump fake. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by McClure. And McClure coming down on that left side. Puts up a little pump fake and draws a foul on Pope.
And Roy McClure has got to be one of the hardest point guards to guard in all of Western North Carolina.
It doesn't really matter how many people you put on him. It seems like he can just find his way around defenders, and he has really good handles on the basketball, so he's just hard to defend in general. And he hits both of his foul shots, giving Pisgah a 4-0 lead here in the first with about 6:35 left to play. And it looks like it's in to Sales. Sales looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Wynn. Wynn looking inside. Now passing it up to number 20. That's Benjamin. Benjamin driving it into the right. Loses control of the basketball. Tips it back into Sales. Now over to Pope. Pope drives in. Loses control. Queen has the ball. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Mamorelli. Mamorelli quick pass to McClure. And there's a rare turnover as it's stripped away from McClure. And now McClure comes out of nowhere and blocks it away from Wynn and picks up the ball into Anderson now. Anderson looking inside to Burris. Burris, a little hesitation move, goes up on the right side. Shot up and good for the senior, Colter Burris. 6-0 lead now for Pisgah with about 5:42 left to play as the ball is brought down by Benjamin. Now inside to Queen. Queen, a little turnaround hook shot, and it's up and good. And here comes McClure across half court. Going to set up the offense. Looks like Brevard in the man-to-man. McClure dribbling to his right. Now passing it up to Mamorelli. Mamorelli really deep. I don't think he'll pull from there. He's trying to pick up a screen. Looks like he's going to set it up inside to Singleton. Singleton pump fake. Shot up. No good. Ball tipped away. Rebound controlled by McClure. McClure puts up a three. Shot no good. and this time rebounded by Brevard, and now Rory McCord takes it away from him. Jesse Anderson almost had it stripped, but now he gets it and puts it up on that right side. And looks like the score is 8-2 with about 4:53 left to play. And shot up, no good, rebounded by Burris. Kicks it ahead to McClure. Now to Singleton. Singleton looking inside, gets it to Anderson. Anderson down low to Burris. Burris turns around, shot up, no good, rebounded by Anderson. Anderson stops, pumps, in the lane, shot up, and it rolls in by Jesse Anderson. And it looks like Coach Tim Trantham is not happy at all, and he's going to take a quick 30-second timeout. And we'll leave it here this time and hear from our sponsors.
Well, we'll hear from our sponsors by reminding you that basketball tonight brought to you by Plus Linen and Uniform Service, the Single Stop Store, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, also Shepherd Insurance Group, located between Clyde and Canton.
Fine, fine sponsors. We welcome Shepherd Insurance Group the first year they've been on, but most of those others like Burger King of Canton and Ken Wilson Ford and Single Stop Stores have been with us for a very long time. So I think
Bojangles is first on this year too.
First on this year too.
Yeah, Bojangles. Thank you, Bojangles.
It's Bo time.
I tell you, I'm a fast food junkie because I patronize all of these sponsors that sponsor Pisgah basketball.
And it looks like Benjamin is going to bring the ball up for Brevard. He gets it over to Sales. Sales looking inside, passes it up to Benjamin. Benjamin looking, passing now up to number 21. That is Ketzer. Ketzer with the ball in the middle of the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Singleton. And Singleton now passing up to Mamorelli, quickly getting the ball to McCore. And now Kaiser coming down nowhere, stealing it away from Coulter Burris. And Kaiser trying to pass it ahead. And he gets it to Pope. And now Benjamin with the basketball, passing to Sales. And Coulter Burris leaping high and blocking it into the stands.
Human flyswatter knocked it into the wall.
Whoa. And Coulter Burris does have some ups, and he's very tall as well.
He must have been up 10 feet plus to block it like that.
Into Ketzer. Now over to Sales. He pulls again. And this time, nothing but net for Sales as he cuts the lead to 5 for Pisgah. Here's Roy McCord. Comes down, passes out to Anderson. Anderson spin move. Now hands it off to Burris. Burris dribbling. Gets in the middle of the paint. Passes back out to Singleton. Singleton pulls a three. Rolls around. Rebounded by Burris. Burris alone on the side. Goes up. And looks like he walked. And so again, another player Pisgah turnover here in the first period.
They made the basket too, but it was, you know, flagged away because of the traveling violation.
And the ball given to Sales. Inman now checks in, and Inman almost stealing it away from Sales. And this time he does get it away from Sales. And he passes it up to Anderson. Anderson now leading the charge as he sets it up. Pass it over to Singleton. Inside pass to Burris. And this time Keiser picks up a foul as he smacked it away from Burris.
Yeah, tried to reach around him, pushed him a little bit from the back. Only the second team foul. None for Pisgah yet.
Inbounded to Burris. Burris, quick move. And walked again. And Colter Burris, two quick turnovers there. It looks like he's going to check out as Tatum comes back in. Singleton's going to check out. I thought they might take Burris out, but apparently Burris is okay. Just two little mill mishaps there by Colter Burris.
I'm not sure that first walk was real. That one definitely was steps. And he had a big smile, too. He realized what he did.
And looks like it's number 11. That is McNeil with the basketball. Sales now swung over to Benjamin. And now inside two. That is Pope. And he puts it up and in. And the lead now down to 3 for Pisgah as they lead 10-7 with about 2:21 left to play. McClure getting in the middle of the paint, puts up a shot, and it's good by Rory McClure, already with 6 points here in this first period. 12-7 now as Keiser passing it up to Sales. Sales now with a long pass over to McNeil. McNeil stopping, and the ball almost picked off Keezer passing back out to Sales. Sales pulls a three shot, no good. Rebounded by McNeil, and he puts it up and in. And 12-9 is the score now as they pass it up to Inman. Inman looking inside, dribbling quickly in, stops. And again, another walking violation called on Pisgah as Inman got in the middle of the paint. And I guess they think his pivot foot moved. So Matthew Inman turning the basketball over. And Coach Crook really talking to the referee saying, I didn't see it. What did you see? As Benjamin comes across half court, giving it up to Keezer. Keezer looking inside, now over to Wynn. Wynn now back up top to Keezer, now to McNeil. McNeil inside to Pope. Pope dribbles, shot up, and it rolls in and out. Burris there for the rebound, and he gets it quickly out to McCorr. Pass to Anderson. Anderson pulls for three. Shot up, no good. Anderson gets his own rebound. Looking for someone to pass to. Good pass down low to Inman. Shot up, and no good. But Matthew Inman with a very good look down on that left block.
And just a fantastic, almost blindside pass from Jesse Anderson. Jesse did good finding Inman open. Inman tried to fake the defender out, but didn't quite make it. Got bumped, missed a shot. And misses the first free throw, too.
Memorelli checking in now for Anderson. And Singleton coming in for Burris. So Pisgah not really losing any of their rebounding now with Tatum and Singleton both in the lineup. And Inman's second foul shot is up and good as McNeil inbounds to Benjamin. Benjamin comes across half court now to McNeil. McNeil looking over to Wynn. That is off a win. And now McNeil with the basketball again, passing it up to Keezer. Keezer dribbles in, now back outside to Benjamin. And Pisgah in this 3-2 defense, and it's really been effective within the past couple of games. But here's McNeil for three, and he cuts the lead down to one with about 43 seconds left. And here's a good pump fake, I thought, by Nick Mamorelli, but he's called for a travel.
Well, he picked up the official, too.
That is seven turnovers here in this first period for this Black Bear club.
Pisgah is going to have to control the ball a little bit better than this. Well, these Blue Devils are gonna surprise you.
Benjamin looking for someone to pass to. There's Keezer. Keezer looking inside, dribbling to his left, and now turning, passing outside to off Wynn. Wynn dribbles in, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Scott. And 20 seconds left as Scott brings it across, and it's stolen away by Benjamin. Scott tried to break it up, and now Benjamin all alone on that right block puts it up and in. And Inman now with the basketball with 8 seconds left. He gives it up to Singleton. Singleton drives in. Spin move. Shot up. Blocked from behind by Keezer. 2 seconds left. Keezer passing it up to Wynn as time expires. And Brevard now on a little bit of a run, edging Pisgah by a point here at the end of this first period. And Pisgah with 8 rare turnovers here in the first period. Usually a very good ball control team. But we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is WPTL 920 AM with Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. No. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Pisgah will get the basketball to start this second period as they are kind of nursing their wounds here as Brevard went on a little bit of a run, and they're up right now 14-13. And McClure passing down to Singleton. Singleton being very patient with the basketball, picks up his dribble, now back to Anderson. Anderson looking inside, sees Burris. Burris spots up, Good move, and he's up on the left side and puts it in. And
actually reversed it. He faked from the right side and went under the goal and flipped it up from the other side.
Here's Keezer. He hands it up to Wynn. Wynn pulls up for a little jumper, and it's up and good by Ogg Wynn as the lead has changed now for the third time as Brevard takes the lead 16-15. McCoy with the basketball. Dribbling stops, pulls for a three, shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Wynn controls it. And now Keezer with the basketball back to Wynn. Wynn looking, gets it over to Pope. Pope stops, hands it off to, I think that's number 33. That's Wilkes. And the ball is taken away as Anderson, good transition pass to Mamorelli on that right block. And Mamorelli's really been playing well as of late as Pisgah again takes the lead 17-16. Now with the basketball. Looks like Wynn with it, and he loses control as Roy McCord dives on the basket ball and tries to maintain possession, and looks like he slid out of bounds. So it'll be Brevard basketball. Good effort there by Roy McCord to try and get the ball back to Pisgah. Inbounds coming. It is in to Wynn. Now back to McNeil. McNeil guarded by Mamorelli. McNeil dribbling to the right, stops, picks up his dribble, passes it over to Keezer. Keezer loses control as it's picked up by Anderson. Anderson coming down that right side, and he is fouled by Wilkes as Anderson throws up a little prayer of a shot there, I think, trying to just lock one in.
I don't know if that was a wing or a prayer or a wing and a prayer, but he was definitely hoping to draw the foul, which he did.
But he didn't get the shooting foul. It looks like they're going to inbound it now to Burris. And again, another good reverse layup by Coulter Burris. And Pisgah out to a three-point lead now, 19-16. As McNeil brings it across half court, he gives it up to Ogg Wynn. And now passing it in to Pope, back to Keezer, back into Wilkes. Wilkes stops, tries to pass it out, and it's picked off by Jesse Anderson.
Two steals here the last two trips down the floor by Jesse Anderson.
Dalton Scott now dribbling in the middle of the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Keezer. And he passes it up to McNeil. McNeil dribbling. Passes up to Keezer. Keezer pulls a deep three and banks it in. And looks like Keezer with his first bucket of the night. As Scott comes across now. And again, that's another tied score. That's the fifth time this has been tied. And Burris now with the basketball, dribbling, now into Anderson. Anderson looking for someone to pass to. He gets it into Singleton. Singleton stops. Good move by Tyler Singleton. Beautiful scoop shot with the left hand. And that's the fifth time the lead has been changed. 21-19 now with about 5:01 left to play. McNeil crossing over. I thought he almost carried it. Down low to Wilkes. And Scott, I think that was a good foul by Dalton Scott. Wilkes a little bit bigger than Scott, and he got a hand in there and pulled the ball down. Didn't give him any chance to convert there, and so I think that's a good foul by Dalton Scott.
Kept him from scoring, but on the free throw line to shoot two. So if he misses at least one of these, you can say it was a good foul. Oops, makes that one.
That's the first one, and he looks very good shooting foul shots. Looks like Roy McCord checking in for Scott now, and Matthew Inman checking in for Mamorelli. Anderson, Singleton, and Burris still in the lineup for Pisgah.
I think Anderson and Burris have played the whole game.
Second shot up by Wilkes, and it's good. And we're tied again at 21. Here comes McClure coming down. Passes up to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. Back to McClure. McClure looking. Picks up a ball pick from Burris. And McClure now over to Anderson. Anderson, little hop step. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Tipped back out. And it's picked up by Pisgah. McClure pulls up from the foul line. Shot is up and no good. But Roy McClure took a smack in the face on that one. Yeah, looks like he's going to go to the foul line for a pair of foul shots.
Yeah, McNeil was going for the block and came right down across his face.
Almost got him on the bridge of the nose.
course, first shot is up and good. Gives him 7 on the evening. Second one is up and rattles through for Rory McClure. And it looks like Pizzi's going to switch to this full-court trapping defense now. As McNeil has the ball, he's passing it back and forth between him and Benjamin. Looks like the old-timey Laker drill. And Rory McClure comes up with a pick and tries to throw it to Inman. And that'll be a turnover. And now McNeil almost loses control of the ball. And he's looking for someone to pass to. Ball is tipped. Picked up by Keezer. Inside to Queen. Shot up. No good. But Keezer picks up the rebound and puts it in as it's tied again at 23. Core inside pass to Burris. Burris stops. Tries to pass it back in to Singleton. And again, Burris called for the travel.
I'll tell you, some of these calls are a little on the questionable side. You know, walking is so subjective. It depends on how you look at it. But Burris, that was Burris's fourth traveling call. Whether he traveled or not, I can't say, but he's had four whistled on him.
Benjamin up on that right side. No good. Rebounded by Burris. And, I mean, you almost can't take Burris out. He's such a good rebounder. And here's McClure again. Taking the lead for Pisgah, 24-25-23 now. That's the seventh time the lead has been changed. And we're really getting Brevard's best shot tonight as Sales dribbles in, shot up, and it's no good. Rebounded this time by Burris. Kicking it out to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looking ahead. Quick pass to Inman. Inman's got good position. He pump fakes and tries to hand it off to Burris and turns it over. And here comes Benjamin. Stops in the lane and almost picked off by Burris, but off of his hands, out of bounds. And so it'll stay Brevard basketball.
I think Burris is asking to come out. He's been playing some great ball here. Got a couple of traveling calls on him, but no, he's not coming out. I thought he was asking to come out.
And it looks like they're going to inbound it quickly, and it's into McNeil. McNeil almost losing the handle. He stops. Now over to Benjamin. Benjamin driving in, shot up, and it rattles in and out, and there is Burris again for the board. He quickly gets it into the hands of McClure. Now Anderson with a basketball spin move, pump fake, back outside of McClure. McClure pulls for three, shot up, no good, and it's rebounded by McNeil. McNeil coming across half court now. Looking for someone to pass to. Instead, he's going to dribble it into that Pisgah defense, and this time blocked by Jesse Anderson. And now a long pass into Inman. Inman stops, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Benjamin. Pisgah still with a two-point lead right now as McNeil pulls up for a three. Shot no good, and it's tipped into the hands of Burris, but thrown right into the hands of Benjamin. Benjamin with the ball. Up and under move, and Burris there again for the rebound.
That is 5 rebounds, the last 5 trips down for Burris.
Mamorelli with a shot, no good. This time rebound by Sales. And no points being scored down for at least a solid minute. As both teams just trading shots and nothing really happening. Again, another shot, this time rebounded by Mamorelli. McCore now with the basketball. Pass to Inman. Inman puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Burris. Burris trying to get something up and in, and really tied up down there. And finally, a foul is called on Colton Burris. And I'm almost scared they want to call a walk again. So Burris goes to the line, and he's really been playing well on the boards. And first shot for him is up and good. And looks like McKinley Brown checking in, and he's going to come in for Mamorelli as Pisgah extends their lead to 3 now with a minute 44 left to go here in the second period.
Burris has 7.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Sales. Benjamin with the basketball. Crossing over, middle of the paint. Shot up, win on the cut. Puts it up and in on the left side. And Brevard within 1 now. Over to Anderson. Anderson looking inside. Pump faking. Guarded by Wynn. And it looks like a foul is going to be called. And it's going to be a charge on Jesse Anderson. He lowered that shoulder. And
yeah, he did lower the shoulder.
Off Wynn.
If he wouldn't have done that, though, Wynn actually was right there for the block. Tell you, Jesse Anderson's been a rock, though. He's played, I think, the whole, I'm not sure he's been out yet.
I think he has been for a couple of seconds there in the first, but him and Coulter Burris have played the whole time, but Coulter checking out now, and Singleton stays in. And ball stripped away, and he kicks it ahead to Anderson. Anderson goes up, and he's fouled by Wynn. And a good pass there from Rory McClure, good court vision to get that ball up in transition to give Pisgah a chance to score some more points here. And Pisgah still leading by 26. The game has been tied three times, 19, 21, and 23. Pisgah right now out to a little bit of a lead. Up by two now.
Well, Anderson can put the Bears up by three if he gets free throw number two. And he does.
Rattles in. Pisgah back to the full court pressure. As Inman spearheading this endeavor, as Benjamin and Pope passing it back and forth. Sales gets it across. Inside pass to Queen. Queen quickly passing it back outside to Wynn. Benjamin with the basketball. Dribbling in the middle of that paint. Down low to Queen. His shot up and good on the low block. And Brock back within one. Now over to Singleton. Singleton will step fake. Back up. Pulls from three. Shot up. No good. Rebound fought for. And it's controlled by Queen. And he loses control of it. And there is Singleton to pick it up. McClure now fakes over to Inman. Inman shot up and good.
There's one of those things that the reason Rory McClure is so dangerous, he was right in a good open spot and the defense collapsed on him and it left Inman wide open.
This time, shot by Pope, good from the three, and it's tied up now at 30. As Anderson has the basketball, inside pass to Singleton, it looks like a foul is going to be called, and I think that's going to be on Queen.
He pushed Queen over the back. Yeah, he was really hawking Tyler Singleton there, was over his back trying to knock a pass away. That's two on Queen with 4 seconds remaining in the first half.
And things tied up 30-30. And like I was saying earlier, Bard really getting his guy, I think, their best shot. Shot up and good by Tyler Singleton.
Say, Pisgah is just so deep on the bench. I have a feeling they're just going to wear Brevard out in the second half. I'm not sure the Blue Devils can keep up this kind of intensity for 16 more minutes. Second free throw underway by Tyler. He got his first.
Second one up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Inman. Inman pump fakes, puts up a shot, and it rolls in as time expires. And so Pisgah takes the lead for the fourth time as it's 33-30 at the end of the half. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some halftime statistics here as me and Terry crunch the numbers. But you're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and we thank you for joining us also on WPTLradio.net. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, these are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
from Brevard High School.
Terry Shannon, David Stiles here on WPTL. Always welcome you internet listeners at WPTLradio.net. Pisgah leading at halftime by 3 points, but that's a little elusive. It was close the entire first half. Brevard just wouldn't go away, although Pisgah had a lead like 10-2 early on, but Brevard put the clamps on that, and we started swapping baskets, and the lead changed hands,
eight times.
Eight times, yeah.
And keeping up with it.
So we were just swapping baskets all through the second quarter.
We've been tied four times, 19, 21, 23, and 30. So it's really been back and forth, just trading licks. But one thing that I think is really going to end up separating these two teams is Pisgah is going to get some more second chance opportunities than Brevard does. And they are out right now, out rebounding Brevard pretty much 2-1. They have 21 rebounds to Brevard's 10. But I also think that what has hampered some Pisgah points is they have 12 turnovers, which is very uncharacteristic for this Black Bear team this late in the season. So I think that in this second half, the turnover is going to go down. Rebounding is going to stay the same. Pisgah is going to get out to a little bit more comfortable and sound lead here in the second period. But Brevard, I don't think they're going to go away quietly. They're going to struggle and they're going to fight for it.
You know, our shooting percentage must be off a little bit. Otherwise, with all those rebounds, we should have a bigger lead here at halftime than we do. I mean, so we missed a lot of close-in shots. Shooting percentage not great. But certainly Pisgah playing, for the most part, their brand of basketball here against Brevard. These Blue Devils, if they go down, they're going to go down kicking and screaming in front of this home crowd. You can bet your booties on that one. 33-30 here at halftime. We'll look at the individual stats in just a moment. This is Black Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's boat time.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. You are live here on WPTL 920 AM or on the internet at WPTLradio.net. We thank you for joining in on both mediums. And along with you always, Terry Shin and David Stiles. And Pisgah right now out to a three-point edge. If you didn't catch the girls' score, they defeated Brevard pretty easily, 62-30. And the JVs ended their night with a 58-43 loss. So far, 1-1 here as the boys clinging to a three-point lead. It's really been back and forth, as we were saying earlier. And so, Terry, tell us about who's scoring and who's not scoring and who's playing well and who's not playing well.
Well, it started off with a one-point deficit at the end of the first quarter. Pisgah was down 14-13. That's when the bucket swap started to happen, just alternating trips down the floor, alternating turnovers, it seemed like, too. Just swapping baskets back and forth, and Pisgah ending up with a three-point edge here at the half after being down by one. They outscored Brevard 20-16 there in the second period. For Brevard, four trays for them. They had some perimeter shooting that they connected on. One of the trays came from McNeil. He had five. Also 5 points for Trey Pope, and he had a tray also. A three-pointer for Trey Teaser. He ended up with also 5 points. So three Brevard players, 5 points here at the half. Four for Ob Wynn and the Tyler Queen, the big guy. A three-pointer by Logan Sales came early on. It's a couple of free throws by Wilkes, and Benjamin had a two-pointer also. That rounds out the scoring for the home team. Now for the home team from Pisgah, leading the way was Rory McClure. Rory probably played about half of the first half. He's got 10 points here at halftime, so just barely getting into double figures. Behind him there was seven for Colter Burris, six Jesse Anderson, five Matthew Inman, and I don't think Inman played all that many minutes, but he played really hard there. Ended up with five here at the half, three for Tyler Singleton, a couple of points for Nick Mamorelli. And did I mention Jesse Anderson? No. Jesse had a couple of shots from the field and a couple of free throws. He's got six here at halftime. That rounds out the scoring for Pisgah.
So still a very good productive night for the Black Bears. And I, like I was saying earlier, I really expect their turnovers to go down, rebounding to stay the same. And I expect them to get out to a little bit more comfortable lead than 3 points here in the second half. But I don't expect Brevard to go away quietly. So we'll see what happens in this second half of basketball.
Well, Pisgah had six players to score. Brevard had eight to get on the score sheet there in the first half. So they had a lot of people score, but nobody for Brevard really taking charge. You know, the highest score was 5 points. So unless they have somebody that really starts taking charge and pumping in some points, and I agree with you, David, I think Pisgah is going to continue rebounding like they have in the first half. And if they can keep the turnovers down, they're going to stretch this lead, and I think they'll stretch it in a hurry.
And we are a minute now from the beginning, and I think it will be a Pisgah ball. So we'll see what happens here as play gets ready to commence in the home of the Blue Devils.
Singleton, McClure, Mamorelli, Burris, and Jesse Anderson. So that's the starting five we had to begin the ball game, and that's the starting five we've got to start the second half.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be Brevard basketball. I was wrong. And it looks like the starters for Brevard, it's going to be McNeil, Benjamin, Sales, Queen, and Pope. So a little bit different starting five than we had there at the beginning of that first period. But McNeil getting ready to inbound to Benjamin. As things get ready to go here in Brevard, Pisgah still in that 3-2 defense. And
I'm not sure about the weight, but the ref is holding the ball on the far side. McNeil will be passing the ball in, and Pisgah is not going to be defending the inbound pass.
Mamorelli really spearheading that 3-2 defense. They like him in the middle because of his long arms and his reach. See what happens. Benjamin in with the basketball now. McNeil with it. Back to Benjamin.
Benjamin to McNeil. Down low on the right side. A little baseline drive there. Not going to produce anything. But Sales is open from three. Misses off the front of the rim. McClure chases down the rebound. He is one-on-one. Now over to Anderson. Spinning up. Jesse's not free. So it's to Mamorelli. And he tries to underhand it back to Anderson. But Jesse wasn't there. Not really a solid pass. And it comes back to Brevard. Cross-court pass all the way over to McNeil. He decides not to fire from three-point range. But it's underneath the Queen, and he puts it in over Burris. Tyler Queen with his third bucket. Makes it 33-32. Pisgah up by 1 point as Anderson spins, looks, puts a shot up. Now that looks good. Jesse Anderson scores from right side, left side.
Beautiful move there by Anderson. He split those two defenders. He really just spun right into the basket and hit a good looking shot.
Cross court pass over to Pope. Pope back outside to Benjamin. Now Pope fires. Good from three. Anthony Benjamin, his first three-pointer. He is the fifth Brevard player to hit from outside the arc. Pisgah back on offense, and it's Singleton. He hits a three. And we're used to seeing Tyler do that, but that's his first tray of the night. He's got six. 38-35, Pisgah's lead back out to three. McNeil and Benjamin passing around to Sales. He fires from three. misses a shot. Singleton leading pass to McClure, one-on-one, puts it up, good. You can almost bank on one of those when McClure is leading the pack. 12 points for Rory McClure. Benjamin down low to McNeil. That is Pope dribbling out of the corner. Now it's to McNeil. Nothing over there as he's doubled on. Now Pope fires from about the free throw line. A little bit hard. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Trey Pope for two.
And Coach Cook calling a timeout, looks like. And that'll be a 30-second timeout. We can keep it here and talk about our sponsors some more. Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also by Bojangles of Canton. Fine, fine sponsors here of Pisgah Black Bear Basketball. And I expect Coach Crook to be talking about boxing out right now and really saying, hey, look, guys, if we want to put Brevard behind us right now and make sure that we have a good, comfortable lead, we're going to have to box out and do the things we did there in the first half.
So following the timeout, it's Anderson and Mamorelli. Back to Anderson. He speeds down the right side, gets it over to McClure. He fires from about 10 feet out. Nice shot, Rory McClure. Point number 13-14 for him. And it's Benjamin across the timeline to Keezer. Keezer, Pope puts on a fake, puts one up. It's a brick of a shot. Anderson rebounds for Pisgah. It's a 2-on-1 break, and he tries to pass it to Burris, and it was into the foot of a Brevard defender. I think it was Pope. So kicking the ball, it'll be Pisgah ball to the right of their basket. Mamorelli will look for somebody open. And he has to play it safe and go way back in the backcourt to Jesse Anderson. Singleton from the post, spinning shot, right-hand scooper is good by Tyler Singleton.
I think Piz is really looking to get the ball inside and work it in with Coulter Burris and Tyler Singleton. The only one that's going to be able to match up with them is Queen. And so I look for Piz to be more active on the inside post.
Sales, cross-court pass to Pope, looking for Queen, but he's defended nicely by Burris, and it's out of his reach, a pass intended for Queen, into the wall, out of play. Pisgah takes over. Instead of McClure bringing the ball up, we see Anderson bringing the ball up, and McClure gets set for the pass, gets it, tries a behind-the-back pass, did not work. Brevard intercepts. It's Benjamin on the other end. He tries a wild pass, and it's intercepted by Tyler Singleton. And McClure, Anderson, fast break, transition up, no good. McClure, a rare miss by him, which brings a cheer from the Brevard faithful. Benjamin outside to Sales. Out front, straight away, shot by Keezer is up. It is an air ball, rebounded by a Singleton for Pisgah. McClure, deep on the other end, finds Burris down on the baseline. He decides to run it, puts it up strong. It is no good. Rebound, Mamorelli. Nick is up high, and McClure fires from 3 points, and it's good.
I think the reason they're letting Anderson bring the ball up is kind of get Rory McClure off the ball as much and not really let him create his own shot. They're going to let him get the basketball and shoot it from wherever he catches it, and I think he's a lot better off of that. It looks like there's going to be a full timeout on the court by Tim Trantham. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Pisgah out to a 47-37 lead now, up by 10. Biggest, I think, margin of the night for Pisgah. And 3:52 left to play here in the third period. And Rory McClure now with 17 points on the night, already with, what is that, 9 points here in this third period?
2, 4, 6, 7 points here in the third period. So he has seven of Pisgah's 14 points here in the third period. 47-37. Just under 4 minutes to play in the third. So Pisgah has the momentum on their side of the score sheet. Ball comes into Benjamin of Wynn, who's in the lineup right now. Wynn with the basketball. This guy's got some hair. He's got hair down to about his waist. And his pass is intercepted. Tyler Singleton comes up with a loose one to McClure. Finds Anderson deep in the sideline. His three is no good, but he gets his own rebound after it was tipped by Burris. Wynn knocks it out of his hands. It's Al Singleton picks up the loose one, and McClure, he'll go up. Little floating jumper is good by McClure.
I believe McClure is a lot better when he doesn't have to create his own shot. He kind of lets the game come to him. Much more pure scorer that way.
Pope standing down low, and Inman comes over to defend him. They get it to Wynn down low on the left baseline. McClure comes over to challenge, and the ball's knocked out of play. I think it'll stay on the Brevard end of the floor. Blue Devils down by 12 now. The Pisgah lead at halftime was 3. 2:58 on the clock, third period, as Benjamin receives the inbound pass over to Keezer. They try to get it to Wynn, knocked away by Anderson. Anderson comes up, he goes down alone. Layup no good with the right hand, and Inman tries for a steal, doesn't get it, so here comes Brevard. Av Wynn, follow-away jumper, nice shot by Av Wynn from about 10 feet away.
He's hit two of those, I believe, Terry, and they really looked good.
Singleton had somebody hanging on his arm. He couldn't get a shot away. Now, McClure forces a shot from straight down the middle, missed the shot, and the rebound is going to be knocked away by Brevard into the wall.
Tatham checking in now for Burris.
Anderson will inbound for the Bears, looking for somebody open. Everybody's covered. There, Singleton finds an opening on the outside. He goes up, fires, layup good. Tyler Singleton.
Very patient take right there. Looked into the middle of that defense, saw the player go away from the basket, and just stepped in and put it up.
Benjamin with a shot inside and a whistle and a Pisgah foul.
Basket's good.
Anthony Benjamin with 7 points and chance for another. The foul was on Tyler Singleton, his second. Singleton out and Tatham in the lineup. Benjamin free throw is no good, but there is a Pope to jump on the rebound, but he loses the pass, and it's into the hands of McClure for Pisgah. Here come those Bears on the run. McClure goes down, dribbles from his knees, gets a pass away to Inman, over to Anderson, and he is undercut by Wynn.
And they're going to call that on Jesse Anderson instead of Wynn.
Oh. Okay. I guess I must have had reverse glasses on or something. It looks like Anderson was undercut by Wynn, and Jesse picks up.
And a technical foul now called on Coach Crook.
Well, I can see that, because that was just a terrible, terrible call. I'm not sure that's a reason to get a technical, but I think that call had capital B-A-D written all over it.
And Coach Crook very adamant for his players. He's really going to take up for them. So if something like that happens, he always talks to the referee. And I guess enough was enough from Coach Crook.
Well, Anderson and Pope are going for the basketball. Here Pope gets both free throws. That changes the big Pisgah lead a little bit. It's 51-43. That 12-point lead is now down to 8. And after the technical free throws, of course, Brevard will get the ball in play. McNeil standing outside. Pisgah in a zone. Then they get the ball inside to Pope. Pope will have to get it over Mamorelli, and he can't do it, and it's out of play. Good defense between Mamorelli, Inman, and Anderson, forcing that turnover.
Gives Brevard 5 on the night. This 3-2 defense, I think, is really confusing Brevard. They've had a lot of turnovers in this set.
Anderson directing traffic as Benjamin comes out to put a hand up for him. McClure's open from the sideline. Decides not to take the three. He underhand scoops a little layup. No good. Tatham struggling for the board. Gets it over to Inman. Underhanded scooper is good, and he was fouled. You got to like that.
So Matthew Inman playing very well off the bench after he didn't start tonight. And I think Inman played extremely hard as Inman comes up with the ball.
Inman misses the shot, comes up with a rebound. Here's Mamorelli for three. It is no good. And there's Tatham. No, Tatham doesn't get the rebound. Off into the hands of Wynn. On the run, Wynn over McClure. McClure gets the block. Good call. I don't think Rory liked it, neither did the Pisgah fans, but that was right where we could have a good advantage of that one, looking down on the floor.
And Av Wynn has some wheels. This young man can really move.
Tell you, I don't know if he runs track or not, but he is quick out of the starting blocks here. Gets the first free throw, and of course he'll have another. Tatham and Mamorelli out. Both played excellent minutes as Singleton and Burris is back in. And Burris rebounds the missed free throw to Singleton and Inman. And here comes Pisgah quickly to McClure down low on the baseline. And he is undercut again, this time by Dominique Wynn. We got both of the Wynn brothers in there. And Dominique gets his first foul. He's complaining that he had a bad deal, but it looked like an obvious foul. McClure goes down, inbound for Pisgah, looking for McClure, but he's kind of double-teamed there. Finally gets it to him. He goes up, right-hand jumper is good, and McClure has 21 points.
I think that's probably Rory's favorite shot. Little shake, and then he gets in the middle of the paint, puts up that little one-handed jumper.
Anderson, now with the takeaway. On the other end, transition bucket by Matthew Inman on a pass from Jesse Anderson. That is four assists. I've kept up with him with Jesse Anderson tonight. Outside it is Wynn to Benjamin to Wynn, and a shot from outside. Up, three-pointer is missed by Keezer. Rebound, Pisgah. McClure. One side pass to Anderson. Puts on a fake. Puts it up. It is blocked out of the sky by McNeil. Nice block by McNeil, and Anderson will put the ball in after that block.
Anderson right there being very patient, but I think he's got to be more aggressive on that take and really go up strong to the rim. Maybe draw that foul and go to the line.
Pisgah up by several, 57-44, as they inbound it to McClure. McClure with the left hand takes it to the top of the loop, and he'll start things over from the point, but he better move quickly. 5 seconds. Gets it in the corner to Singleton, open for three, but he misses it at the buzzer. So three down, one to go. Eight more minutes to play. Pisgah's lead is big, 13. 57-44. We'll be back. Pisgah Bear basketball on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs, a knife, a chicken, or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp, Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs, or the boy howdy. Food's so good it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blasm.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
We are back to start the fourth quarter, and it will be Pisgah inbounding. Terry Shin, David Stiles here on WPTL. Ball comes to Anderson to Singleton to McClure. Just about loses that dribble and does, but it's going to be batted out of bounds, but saved by Keezer, and he knocked it into Rory McClure and back out of play. So it is a turnover for Pisgah, and it will go back to Brevard. trailing by 13. They've got a lot of ground to make up. Let's see if they can get a little closer. And Anderson with another steal. Long leading pass to Mamorelli. Layup is good. Almost a goaltend by McNeil, but it's a Mamorelli goal, and he's got four on the night. 59-44. This is the biggest lead for Pisgah. The lead continues to grow. McNeil across the way to Sales, who's in the lineup. Back over to McNeil. Take a baseline drive. Right-handed is partially blocked there by Anderson. Ball on the floor. It'll be a tie-up. We can't see the possession arrow from where we are, but it will stay on the Brevard end of the floor. Sales will look for the open man. Singleton and Burris defending underneath with those long arms. Sales looking for somebody open, and it's way outside to Keezer. Pope back to Keezer. Benjamin down low, takes a little baseline drive, gets by Burris, puts a shot up. It's no good, and a foul on Pisgah's Mamorelli, I believe. Let's see the number they put up on the board. Yeah, Nick Mamorelli, only his first. Benjamin on the free throw line. Makes it. Makes the score 59, Pisgah 45, Brevard, but the second free throw is also good, so Anthony Benjamin with 9 points. 59-46, quickly Pisgah, Singleton, puts on a fake, and it faked out the ref. He says traveling on Tyler Singleton. And man, Pisgah's had a lot of traveling calls tonight, most of them in the first half.
They're playing very fast, though.
A fake by Benjamin. Misses the block, the shot. I think it was Mamorelli on the block. Picked up by Rory McClure. Singleton outside three range. Spins, looks for a shot. Nope. He said, let me give it to Burris. He's closer than me. Burris puts his shot up. It is no good. Scrapping for the rebound. Belongs to Coulter Burris. Layup no good. He's fouled. I think Keister got him.
And good hustle there by Coulter Burris. Fought for that rebound with all his heart right there.
They give the foul to McNeil instead of Keezer. And Burris's free throw is good. That was his eighth point. Doesn't get the ninth. Free throw is missed, and Mamorelli going for the rebound is charged with a foul. 2 on Mamorelli, 6 on Pisgah as a team. So from here on out, Brevard will be shooting 1-plus-1. On the other side of that card, Brevard has 4 fouls they can burn before Pisgah gets to that same place. Shot no good, up by Keezer. It's a real air ball, rebounded by Singleton to McClure, back to Singleton. Open from 3, yep. Another walk on Pisgah's Tyler Singleton, and he did hesitate just a little bit before he put his dribble down.
Well, the thing about that is you have to know which foot is your pivot foot when you catch the basketball like that. And it just happened to be the wrong foot, I guess, for Tyler Singleton, and the ref thought he drugged the pivot foot, I guess.
Benjamin to win. And I think that's McNeil over there. I can't see his number. No, it wasn't McNeil. It was Pope. Ball on the floor. Win. Diving for a save is Inman, but he doesn't get it, so it'll stay on the...
That's Anderson.
Is that Anderson to go for it?
They look just alike.
Yeah, well, yeah, one's a little more... Anderson's more slender, but yeah, they do. They have similar looks. Didn't get it, so it'll be Brevard in. They better hurry up. They'll get a 5-second call here. Finally, Benjamin comes over to get it. Now Pope. Pope fires from outside. No good. Up high is Burris for the pull for Pisgah to McClure, who's looking downfield, but nobody's there. McClure gets it to Anderson in the corner. Wide open. Set shot for 3 is an air ball, though, and it's rebounded by Brevard's Benjamin, and Anderson hoops him. Only the second. Only the second foul on Anderson. That'll be 7 on Pisgah, though. We should be 1-plus-1 shooting here, ref. But they give it to Brevard. They don't shoot it.
And now they're going to change it.
Okay. The scorekeeper blows the horn. I don't know if you heard that at home, but Scoreboard says six fouls, but that was the seventh. Now they change it, and we're going to have 1+1 shooting coming up for Benjamin. Anthony Benjamin, actually, he and Pope are leading Brevard right now with 9 points apiece. Until now, Benjamin moves to the front as he makes the free throw. He's got 10. Another one coming. It's Singleton and Burris down low for a rebound, but there is none. Benjamin gets both free throws, and he's got 11. Timeout. We'll take a break here from Brevard High School. Pisgah 60, Brevard 48. This is Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back. We are here live at Brevard High School, and right now, in that timeout, looks like Brevard went to a full court pressure.
Full court man to man doesn't work as Burris travels and collides with a Brevard defender, but the travel was before the collision. He collides with Sales, and Burris gets up limping. He hit pretty hard.
But I think he's all right. He's a tough customer, and he looks like he's all right to me.
He tried to, the pass was solid, and he tried to go without a dribble and go up, but took a little bit too much time there on the floor. Sales quickly cross court pass to Pope. Pope takes a baseline drive. He's cut off by Singleton. Spinning jumper, though, is good by Trey Pope. 60 to 50. Brevard trims the big Pisgah lead down to 10 points. Cross-court pass to Anderson. Inman travels with it. That's got to be a school record on traveling calls on Pisgah High School. I've not seen the Bears have so many traveling calls in a game this season. Inman that time as the ball comes down low to Sales. He can hit from three, but he crosses over to Pope across the way. Ob Wynn from downtown, and it is solid 3 points for Ob Wynn. And there's a whistle as the ball goes into the wall.
And Brevard cut this lead now down to 7, 60 to 53. With about 5 minutes left to play here in the fourth. See how Pisgah responds right here.
This is when the tough get going. Ball comes into McClure. Wynn all over him. McClure spinning, gets away from Wynn. Finds Burris open underneath. Patience. And he fakes out his defenders, scores, and will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play attempt. Too. Burris moves into double figures, and the foul's on McNeil. That is four on Nate McNeil.
And that was just a beautiful take there by Roy McCord. He set up his defender, was able to spin, got in the middle of that paint. The help came over. He dished it down to Coulter Burris. Coulter Burris, very patient, went up with the basketball and did what Coulter Burris does, converted the easy shot.
And he did get the three-point play. Got the free throw as Sales fakes out Burris, comes up, marches up strong, and scores. Sales' first goal of the second half, 4:29 remaining in the ball game. 63-55 is the Pisgah lead as McClure receives the ball down low, takes a little baseline dribble, fires from 15, good. McClure now has 23 as Wynn marches up center court across the timeline. Just about overthrows Pope as Mamorelli comes over. Double team with Mamorelli and Inman, and there's a timeout, Brevard. So we'll take another 30 and be back 4:07 remaining in the ballgame. Pisgah Bear basketball on 920 WPTL.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for crop rulers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Welcome back, Pisgah, up to a 10-point lead, 65-55 with about 4 minutes left to play. And it'll be Brevard basketball as they almost turn it over and Coach Tim Trantham called a timeout.
The ball will come into Keezer, now outside. Pope will take a little dribble now into the side to the Sales, puts up three, no good. Singleton for the rebound, gets it and steps on the end line, just barely. That will give it back to the Blue Devils. Trailing by 10, and they've got a lot of time in front of a home crowd. They were behind by 10, and Inman bats away a pass intended for Pope. So Brevard will throw it in again. Logan Sales, a senior, doing the quarterbacking chores here, finding somebody open. And he goes way outside to Pope. Inman goes for a steal, doesn't get it. Wynn is open from three-point range. Fires, fall-away jumper from three. No good. Sales with a little reverse scooper after the rebound, and it's good. Brevard back to within eight. Pisgah on the other end. It's Inman, soft jumper. Good touch by the senior. And Inman has 11. Boy, he has a quiet 11 points here. Sales open from three for Brevard. McClure rebounds the miss. He lobs one to Singleton. Puts down a left-handed dribble. Goes up. Lays it up. It is no good. And he was blocked and will go to the free throw line. Blocked by McNeil, who has five fouls. He should be out of there by my record.
And he is heading to the sideline. So it looks like Mr. McNeil, Nate McNeil, will be DQ'd for the evening, it looks like.
At the 3:24 mark, he had 5 points, a tray, and a two-pointer in the first half. Pisgah's lead back to 10. They've led by as much as 15. Brevard on a little 11-8 run here to start the fourth quarter. And then Pisgah cashed in on a couple. Now Singleton on the free throw line to shoot two. First one is good by Tyler Singleton. Pisgah with four players in double figures. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the postgame show. Singleton pulls the trigger. Second one is up and it's also good. Singleton is one of those four players in double figures. Benjamin comes down. Off win, a pass that's deflected, picked up by Burris. I didn't see who had a hand on it. Must have been,
Anderson. It was Anderson.
Down low is Burris with the ball. Bounce pass to Mamorelli. Has to give it right back to Burris as he was covered up. And Benjamin with a steal. He is leading the pack behind the back pass to Wynn is good.
His is still up by 10, 59-69.
McClure on the other end, he makes the shot, but it'll be flagged away as an earlier foul is detected by the ref. Foul on Trey Pope. Pope's fourth foul, so he's in danger of fouling out too. We still got just under 3 minutes to play, 2:48 to be exact. As McClure will fire the 1+1, and he gets the first. I think McClure's got his average now. He's 24.
Good night for Rory McClure.
I think that's about what he's averaging here in the second half of the season. Gets both free throws. He's got 25. Pisgah lead back out now, 71-59. 12-point lead. Ball comes in to Wynn, back quickly to Benjamin. Pope is asking for it as he's open on the wing, but nope. It'll go to Keyser instead. Now to Wynn. Back to Keyser. Looks, fakes a three, goes up, marches. Looks like he wants a two, but nope. Benjamin's open. He'll take it from outside. Rebound is Singleton batting it over to Anderson. Anderson is stripped by Wynn. Lays it up good, and Wynn will be called for the charge. He made the shot, but it will not count. And Coach Tim Crantham is just livid. Ball comes into Anderson, and Wynn intentionally fouls, and Anderson pushes him right back. But that was a real foul. That was a real obvious foul by Wynn, though, an intentional foul by Ov Wynn.
I would almost call that a flagrant foul. Ov Wynn really went up and hacked him hard.
Yeah, I'd almost. Now Wynn is debating the ref about the last call that he didn't make, and that is history in the official's mind. Now, I'm surprised we're not having technical shots here. Well, we are. Look, they're calling everybody back. Technical free throws coming from Roy McClure. You know what? I'd almost be tempted for those two coaches to take Wynn and Anderson out right now. Even though Anderson didn't really do anything wrong, I believe I'd have those two guys on the bench right now, at least for a minute.
I don't really think Anderson really retaliated. I think he was just trying to get off Wynn off of him. Because he basically tackled him at midcourt. And so I think he was just trying to get him away from him.
One free throw is good by Rory McClure, one of the two. And following the technical, it'll be Pisgah basketball, leading 72-59. 2:20 remain in the ballgame as Mamorelli steps up to inbound right on the half-court line. To McClure in the backcourt. Brevard, I think, did a token full court pressure one or two times, and other than that, they've been picking Pisgah up quarter court as Anderson puts on a move, stops, back to Singleton. McClure is even out of his range, really, outside the arc to Anderson. Win on him, and Anderson puts on a little move, spins to Mamorelli with the ball, minute 54, and there is a timeout Pisgah. 60-second break. We may take about 30 of that back at the station. Pisgah with a big lead, under 2 minutes to play. This is Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single stop also has free stuff when you sign up for single stop rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area single stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We are live. Pisgah leading 72-59 here at Brevard. And a strange occurrence of events just happened a little while ago as Off Wynn picks up a technical after a charge. And I really feel the momentum shift in the favor of Pisgah right now. And looks like they're going to inbound the ball. Pope pushes McClure, but fortunately pushed him the right way as McClure is able to reel in a lob of an inbound pass that Pope really wanted a piece of. So Mamorelli now standing at a minute 42, and Anderson has to dribble from his knees to get the ball back up, holding it, and now McClure and Pope collide, and both players go down, and I think it's going to be a whistle and a no call. Let's see. No, they are going to call it on Pope. And that is five on Pope by my record.
They only have him with three.
Three? Well, man, I gave, who did I give, I don't know who I gave those fouls to. So Pope stays in there with three fouls.
As McClure increases the lead for Pisgah, 73-59 now. Now 74-59 as he hits the second foul shot. About a minute 34 left to play here in the fourth.
Guard back on the attack, a knock away by McClure, and it's into the hands of Wynn, out of play, right into the bleachers. So good defense by McClure, and he's asking for some help because look at Pope. Pope does not want McClure to get the ball, but he gets free. Singleton open from three-point range, and Tyler Singleton with another traveling call.
That's already 9 turnovers in this period, and I think the majority of those have been traveling violations.
I've never seen Pisgah have so many traveling calls as Benjamin is free to win from three-point range. It is good by Av Wynn. That is his second tray, and he's got 15 points. He did not start, but he played some good basketball.
And that cuts the Pisgah lead back down to 12, 74-62 with about a minute 14 left to play. And let's hear again from our sponsors, which include Plus Linen and Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde, also Burger King of Canton and Bojangles of Canton. Some fine, fine sponsors here of Pisgah High School Basketball.
Well, Brevard's outscored Pisgah by a point in the fourth quarter. And of course, they were behind so much, they're going to have to do a lot better than that, and they've not been able to do it.
The Pisgah lead at its most was out to 15. And the game has been tied 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. But right now, Pisgah out to a pretty good lead at 12 points.
Yeah, you'd think that they could kind of cruise to the finish line with only a minute 14 to play and up by 12 points.
Well, like I've been saying all night long, Brevard is really giving Pisgah its best shot, as it always does. And Brevard is not going to go away quietly.
Mamrelli inbounding. Usually it's Anderson. But I think they need Jesse maybe for some dribbling. And it comes into McClure, and it's knocked away from him. It'll be Pisgah ball. Wynn complaining to the ref that he knocked it into McClure's foot, and he may have. That was a close call. Mamrelli to McClure, and that's a very soft pass that is picked off by Brevard. Cross court is intercepted and taken by Pisgah. Yes, in the burst to Anderson. Good defense there by Pisgah, finally to McClure. Across the timeline, McClure, little scoop of a layup, it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Keezer. Keezer takes it all the way, and he travels with it as it's knocked out of his hands by Mamorelli, and nope, Nick Mamorelli is going to get called for the foul.
I don't know about that one. I didn't really think he had control of the ball, and that should have been just a loose ball situation where Pisgah would have came up with it. But I don't know. There could have been a foul on that play.
Trey Keezer has 5 points, none of them from the free throw line until here. And he does connect on the front end. As usual, Burris and Singleton down low on the blocks for Pisgah in case there's a rebound to miss. And there is a miss, but Mamorelli steps in front to get it. To McClure, we're under 45 seconds left in the ballgame. A win for Pisgah here at the end of the season. The girls also won. We'll talk about that in the postgame. To Burris, layup good. Shooting over top of Keezer. Burris in double figures. 25 seconds on the clock. I think they'll just let Brevard shoot a three-pointer. Benjamin outside. Takes an underhanded scoop. Shot taken by Wynn. Is it a two or a three? I think it's a two-pointer. And timeout is three.
So 15 seconds left. Down by 10. And this one just seems a little bit too far out of reach for Brevard.
Full timeout. We'll take a final 30-second break, and we'll wrap it up from Brevard. 76-66. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
McClure with the inbound. Final 14 seconds here. As we wind down, it comes to Anderson, who just may hold it, and he is hooked from behind by Wynn. I'm not sure I understand that foul. You're down by 10 points with less than 10 seconds to play. There's no way you can win it, but they foul him anyway.
Only 8 seconds left here to play. And Anderson hitting the shot. And Jesse Anderson, he's a fairly good foul shooter.
He made the first, and Tim Gleisner coming in, his first appearance. Chance for the seniors to play that have not played. Anderson misses the shot, rebounded by Burris, no good, and rebounded by Gleisner. 3 seconds on the clock. Long pass, shot put up, no good by Wayne at the buzzer. And Pisgah comes off with a win, 77-66, an 11-point victory for the Pisgah Bears. We'll keep it here and wrap it up from Brevard, folks. First, let me tell you that the Sugar Bears also won their game. Theirs was an easy one. 62-30 was the winning margin on the girls' game. For the Black Bears, the boys not quite so wide, but Pisgah led the entire game, except now there was a couple of lead changes back in the first half. They led the entire second half, however, and win it by 11, 77-66. 8 players scored for Brevard. Leading the way was Av Wynn off the bench, 15 points, a couple of trays for him, 12 for Trey Pope, who was one of the starters, and 11 for Anthony Benjamin. For the Bears, Roy McClure, as usual, one of the leading scorers. Roy led everyone with 28 points unofficially. He was one of 4 players in double figures. Other double figure players, Coulter Burris at 13, Tyler Singleton 12, Matthew Inman off the bench tonight. Matthew sometimes a starter, but off the bench tonight, Matthew had 11 strong points. Behind him, Jesse Anderson. What a great night Jesse had. 9 points and 4 for Nick Mamorelli.
Looking at my little stat sheet that I've compiled, Pisgah out-rebounded Brevard 37-28, which is, I think, a very wide margin in a high school game. But Pisgah, however, they had 32 turnovers in this game. So by Monday, I think they're really going to have to buckle down and play very smart offensive basketball. But Brevard also had 20 turnovers. But a big thing in this is Brevard really came out and they played hard. And Pisgah never let up. They never kind of let their guard down. And they kept their foot on the throttle. And they came out with a good 11-point win, 77-66. And a little note that I did find out for us is that Coach Crook's win percentage is 70%. So Coach Crook,
that's not bad for an amateur.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. So
that's not bad.
My hat is off to Coach Crook on another good quality win here tonight. And we look forward to seeing everyone out on Monday night as the Sugar Bears and the Black Bears will take on conference rivals. We don't know who that is yet, but they will take on other WNCAC teams at home in the first round of the conference playoff. And then we will be here at Brevard on Wednesday and Friday. And I urge you to come out and support your Black Bears on Monday night.
Well, now, if we survive the opening games Monday,
We will be
at Brevard, the host school for the conference tournament on Wednesday. The survivors, if there are survivors of those Wednesday semifinal games, will move to the final on Friday night, also at Brevard High School. And folks, as long as the Bears and Sugar Bears win, David Stiles and I, Terry Shin, will be here to bring you the play-by-play. Thanks to Tim Hodges back at the station. Bill and Linda Reck, always a fine job and all the coordination they do. And they also do things like call the schools and set it up so we have broadcast facilities and everything. It takes a lot of people to put together these ball games. Thanks to everyone, especially to you, the listener. Join us again. We'll be back on the air once again Monday night in tournament play. From Brevard High School, good night, everyone.